Blog Talk Radio.
Big Sight, New Paint.
Yeah.
All eyes on me. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell. The freedom cap is gone. Well, are you still there? Follow when you see me. And let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up when we pass by. Until I die. Live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot.
Brace yourself as Grudge, Ink, and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Solar Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run with your brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Next, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Brace yourself as Grudge, Ink, and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Solar Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run with your brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show on a Tuesday night. You there, co-host?
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the...
I was trying to get in here, pick my plate, and play the commercials and everything. I was late coming in the door.
Yeah, I was speaking to Colonel Mr. Jay Barnes here. That's why I was a little late getting on. But I think Jay's probably going to come on in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I think the show kind of got cut off last night and some things that he said. So, hold on 1 second. This somebody called me, but nigga, hold on.
Okay. With that being said, before we even get started tonight, we got a full show, and we got a lot of hands up already. I mean, they, I don't know what they want to talk about yet, but hey, they got their hands up. Like I smell something.
Hey, get called, Joe. Get him off.
Well, you talk to the fan, but like I was saying, DJ,
yeah.
We got a lot of hands up in the show is full, and I see a couple of hands that ain't never been up. And there's
all
some
right.
Shit somewhere in the game.
Well, okay, hold on. Before you make that call, I'm in a bathroom. I gotta walk out from where I'm at, and it's gonna be loud. I'm going mute for like 30 seconds, and I'll be right back on. Then you can get on there and make that call.
Kind of goddamn bathroom you in? Take 30 seconds to walk out of.
Oh, shut up, man. Shut up.
That's my co-host, y'all. Y'all know how he do it. Real big. But guys, we're going to touch base on a little bit about the show, what went on last night on Jay Barnes' show, and what went on at the zoo, and who and who punk who, and what's what, who's who. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And also, we're going to talk about if you tell somebody don't come to your house, they come to your house and they sit on your couch, what the hell would you do? With that being said, I'm going to wait for DJ to come back. I'm going to go ahead and try to get one or two special guests on, and y'all hold on 1 second.
Big Sight, New Tank.
Go, go. Big
yeah.
Sight.
You know
all eyes on me.
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. Don't know who to trust, so many players hate, trying to sound like us, say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it, straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone, well all you see is damn, follow when you see me, and let the devil suck, for the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride, hit, what's up, won't be that vibe, until I die, live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close,
alright y'all, I don't know what this.
Doggone thing. Up two. Read myself too. Now we open. Joe, you back open.
But nigga, how you doing tonight, sir?
Well, now you want to talk right. You want to you think you were lying a while ago, did you? I didn't either. But that's all right. Y'all are serious up, man. Me and Joe just be cutting up like that sometime, but I still don't like that bastard.
But
let's go.
I'm doing fine too, sir. Stunner, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. How y'all? How you feeling, Joe?
Man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I got a lot of things on my mind.
Man, everybody
got
a lot of stuff on their mind. I'm like, man, I'm tired. My mind is about to explode with everybody's stuff that's on everybody's damn mind, and I'm just like, God damn.
But you know what, Stunner? I'm gonna wait for my show Friday night.
I'm not gonna speak on too much unless I got a comment on something, but here in a little bit Mr. Jay Barnes will be on in a little while.
Okay, that's great. Well, I know Butt Nigga got a lot on his mind, cause on them other shows the other day, man, he was pretty fired up, so we might ought to give Butt Nigga a segment of his own for a little moment, because
I don't need no goddamn segment. Let me ask you a question. If you tell me not to sit on that damn gangster boot and not sit on that motherfucker on the hood, what you gonna do?
But nigga, being that you so tough.
No, I'm talking about something else. If you ask me not to sit on your car and I sit on your car, what the hell are you gonna do?
By you being butt naked, that's the name gonna scare me. I'm gonna let you sit on it.
You knew I'm trying to go, you big head rascal. Play along.
No, but serious though, butt naked. See, that's just like, listen, man. We, and this is not a race thing. Let me make this clear. But we are, as black people, are our own worst enemy.
You're right.
Just remember that. Remember that. That's all I can tell you. It's not a race thing. The truth is the light.
You're right, Joe. Example, look how you do me.
That's right, but Nate, that's why I'm trying to do better, man.
That's why I came on here with
respect and honor tonight. And I'm treating you like you the great butt naked instead of just butt naked.
Man, you gotta quit. I thought we was on in the private room when me and you got on the phone together, but they heard you. I heard you. We know it's here.
No, butt naked, I mean, see, butt naked, I'm gonna tell you why I can't understand you, man. And you gotta listen to me. And you gotta
we ain't gonna go there tonight.
Huh?
We ain't gonna go there tonight.
No, what I'm saying, but nigga, see, and Stunna told me how to understand you, why I don't understand you. And I think Stunna was exactly right. Me and Stunna has came to the conclusion
this
that you are
about
before your time, but nigga. You
this ain't about understanding me.
Now, what I'm saying, you before your time, but nigga, that's why we can't understand you.
What the hell am I doing? What the hell am I doing? You called me on all night long. When I clicked you on, you clicked off. Don't start.
I don't want to tell everybody the truth, but if you keep bragging and popping your chest, I'm going to tell them. Can I tell them?
Let me tell you something. If you keep talking, just forget. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute. Mute your own mic. I'm going to ask you respectfully. Mute your own mic. Let me go to my fan. If you don't,
well, you know that's
mic.
What I'm back, but nigga, that's what I'm finna do, boss.
Okay. Now I'm the goddamn boss. I just messing with you, Joe. Hold on for a second, DJ. What you want to talk about tonight?
Whatever everybody else want to talk about. I want to congratulate the. David Floyd on having a good race, and congratulate the white boys on their win, and congratulate Ball Factor on his win of the shootout. And see, I had a good time up there, and just look forward to seeing some more racing. I mean, 2013 is starting off real good, so I'm just looking forward to how the rest of the year gonna play out. It's gearing up to be a very, very, very interesting year. I mean, I can't
yeah, it is.
But nigga, the Stunna, do y'all mind if I let the grudge world know about some breaking news, or you want me to go back on mute? But nigga,
go ahead,
Joe. Oh, when I was in Macon the other day, I found out that Big Ball Factor coming out with a G-body car. To be ready in June 29th, G-body. The G-body game should be real, real tough this year around mid-summer.
Everything gonna be tough this year. I mean, everything, but that's good. Big Ball bringing action to the G-Body game. The G-Body game is definitely a field that's on fire. And do you know that G-Body, you said G-Body on 28th or 29th?
9.
29th, partner.
Oh, he in your world. Oh,
that's
Lord.
What Phil told me. Phil Shuler told me that out of his own mouth.
Oh, well, Big Ball finna get fucked up. And I see it there. Yes, I mean, I'm sure they building a bad motherfucker. Don't get me wrong. Because if it's anything like that Mustang, it's going to be a bad motherfucker. But, boy, I like that gangsta boo, and I ain't even seen it yet. I ain't seen his yet either.
Want me to send you a picture, DJ? I got a picture
of a Ball Factor car?
Of the gangster boot. The new gangster.
Oh, God. God damn, Joe, you see that? Joe,
well,
this
nah,
man got a
pick
in your car, man.
I'm going to be honest, but nigga, no, he know where it's at, you know. But nigga,
he got a
call me Big Crying. He called me Big yep. Crying and said, man, I ain't going to be able to run that thing unless I had him all pro mod.
He got a bad MM, DJ. He got a bad MM.
Shit, you know I know. I ain't seen it, but I know. I ain't got to see it. Shit, everybody know the other motherfucker did.
Well, I'm gonna promise you this, Donna, and I'm gonna get off of it because I'm getting excited because the car is almost ready. So I get a little excited. I hate you even brought it up, but all I can say is round two, it's gonna be pretty too.
It's gonna be pretty too, Joe.
It's gonna be pretty too.
No, man, come on, man.
Yeah, since we're doing another one, we might as well make it pretty. We're going to make it pretty.
Oh, man, a lot of times the pretty
yeah.
one don't be that fast.
Yeah, well, yeah, this right here is going to be pretty. It's going to be, it ain't going to be pretty. It's going to be pretty.
Hey, Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe.
Yeah.
Who in the hell is that? Who in the hell is that?
Hey, what time do DJ Crash show come on, man?
Oh, man. You know what it is. That Mississippi nightmare.
Hey, man, I'm trying to find DJ Glass show, but I keep hearing that motherfucking butt naked talk. What time Stella show come on?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to mute your mic for 15 seconds, goddammit. You mute it.
Hey.
He gonna cook me out like a bug. It'll be all right.
God damn, you mean to cook me, man?
Oh, Lord. You know you finna hear some.
Somebody, you wrong for that. You going up on the safety. You won't
be
fine.
Clock my
hey,
head. You better say
something. Hey, I just muted your motherfucking mic, butt naked.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Yeah, but naked mic, Dick. Wait till I unmute his goddamn mic.
Because I told Butt Naked he mess with me and you, we won't dog walk his ass.
All right, don't talk that shit tonight, Clark.
Hey, now how do you like that one? I'll mute your goddamn mic on your own. Well, it ain't on Stunner Show.
Oh, okay. Shit. Come on.
But hey,
man,
but
hey, homie. Man, wait, I ain't know what y'all talking about. We got a lot of hands up tonight. I'm through smacking on this sandwich now, so.
You see what these guys ain't got. No deal tonight,
drinking no what?
No deal in that tonight, are you?
No, not tonight.
Well, nigga, I'm going to get up, go back on mute and give you the respect like the great king that you are, but nigga.
Go on mute for a few minutes until I come back to you. I got something to answer in a minute. 773.
Yes, sir.
3969. Your mic is smoking. Who we talking with here? 773-3969.
Oh, this big perm out the East Side Struggles, man. Just listening. I didn't mean to put my hand up.
Okay, all right.
Appreciate you listening, bro.
630-1551. Where the boy moving? Oh, something happened down.
630-1551. What's going on, Butt Naked? What's going on, DJ Grant?
What's happening?
Man, I am ready for some more action. I'm ready to get up out of Chicago with all this snow. I'm ready to come back down south.
Yeah, I heard y'all gonna be getting 12 more inches or 10 or 12 more inches today. On top of what y'all already had.
We might as well just start snowmobile racing right now, the 8th mile. That's all we can do up here now. Put the cars up and get the snowmobiles out.
Yeah, I heard it was up there. I talked to my old buddy, my Uncle Larry up there. He told me today when me and him were talking, but we're going to get some more snow.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's supposed to snow all to the morning time.
Ooh, I ain't seen no snow like that in a long time. I don't listen.
You don't want to see it neither.
Y'all gonna make it down to Boone Ridge this weekend? Or y'all just gonna look for it on the internet?
Oh, I'm ready to jump back in my van. Tell the old lady if she don't throw her suitcase in the back again, she gonna be left.
That's what it's about right there, homie.
She gonna be left.
Yep.
She can sit up here playing all the snow if she want to. I'm going south to see some racing and warm.
I heard that. That's what it's about. Hey, Clark, put some names on the board. I know you know everybody's number that sucker, and you want to be on the board and help me out.
What's going on, Big Clark?
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much up here in all this snow.
Oh, man, I heard that. I talked with old Larry today. He was telling me kind of rough up that way.
Man, I'm telling you, we need some snow. We need to be racing these snowmobiles right now. Make us some money.
I heard that, brother.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you listening in. You put your phone on mute till you get ready to say something. I'm going to open up another mic. This mic here might be a little controversial, but I'm opening it up anyway. Come on, with some respect, boy. 334 4348. The mic is live. 334-4348.
Who the hell is it, button, nigga?
Gate boy, Court.
Who?
Court Gate.
Corey.
He got a hand up. Even Nick.
I'm just listening in, that's all.
Press the one button in so to take the yellow flag down. Wait a minute. Now do it. Do it now. 773.
That's a man gonna get you, butt naked.
773. 8424. Mike and Lyle, who we speaking with?
What's going on, DJ Grand Butt Naked? This kid in Chicago. What's happening with you, man?
I don't know. You doing all right?
Just trying to survive this little snowstorm we having, but it's all good.
Great.
Yeah, you missed some good racing this weekend, kid.
Yeah, that's what I heard, man. But, you know, that need more make you have to stay here.
Well, I got to say this, though. I mean, I know a lot of people want to say this or say that about making, but I ain't going to tell you no lie. I can't say I've ever seen a track when it's that damn cold and still be working.
Oh, yeah, it's a good track. I've been there years ago.
Every track going to have its issues or this or that, but I'm telling you, I mean, for the track to be, and I was one of the last damn cars to go down it.
You was the last car, DJ. You was the last car.
I was the last car to go down it then. That track working, man.
I apologize to J-Bone for even questioning his character of getting that track ready.
I mean, the thing is, I mean, people throw blows or jabs, but the track ranks up there. It ain't you know, you got, I don't know if it's just haters or this or that, but ain't no track perfect. But by far that track ain't nowhere near as bad as people try to say it is, because it's a damn good track. Yes.
Now, DJ, I was there Friday night when the white boys was testing. It was like 35 degrees. I'm talking about they was getting away from there, toting them wheels and running with them and getting down the track. They wasn't spinning.
Yeah.
They wasn't sliding across the track.
Jason, you can't do that if the track is bad, that just ain't going to happen. Especially on the
low side. It's not.
That's not trying to say this or say that for making or anything. That's just the truth. I mean, the truth is the truth, man.
And I told Mr. Barnes when I was there Friday, I said the track is working. And it was nighttime, about 7, 8 o'clock, about 34, 35 degrees, I'm talking about, and they was getting down the track with nobody breaking loose, with nobody sliding, spinning. I told Mr. Barnes, I said, tomorrow, people are going to be taking flight tomorrow. He just started laughing. And when the event started, man, them people started, man, people was taking flight. All you see people's wheels standing. I said, I told you. I knew that was going to happen.
Yep, yep.
Who said the track wasn't working? They tell them to lie.
Well, it's just that it's always stuff like that that's said and stuff. But, I mean, we need to get beyond a lot of that stuff. I was glad to see a lot of faces that normally probably wouldn't be in Macon. But, you know, it was a good event. And, like I said, again, shouts out to Big Ball Factor and the White Boys for putting on a show and, you know, props to them for just racing, because a lot of people did want to see that race, that grudge race. And shout out to the White Boys for winning. And shout out to Big Ball for winning the shootout, you know.
And
but
it was
I have to admit that, you know, I think I do have to say I believe the grudge race was bigger than the shootout.
Oh, yeah.
I think people enjoyed that grudge match between them two more than they enjoyed. And don't get me wrong, the shootout is definitely good. Not trying to take anything away from that, because you got to do more in the shootout to win. But the crowd, I think, really wanted to see that. I missed it, but hell, my phone was ringing off the hook. They told me it was a damn party at the damn tree when Spike drove the car back down after they won. He drove it back down the middle of the track at the sales like a goddamn party.
It was. And then the shootout, Stevie Jackson did the same thing.
He did the same
and
thing.
I was pulling
up right in when that was going on. But, you know. But that's
DJ,
good, man. Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off, but after that, there was so much hype. Everybody standing around like, round three. And Type Man bust out, shit, not for your goddamn $20, you ain't going to see no round three. You going to have to go to another track with that one. He said, he don't get that
right.
Much excitement for that goddamn
$20. I know that's right. But that's good, though. I mean, the fans got to see something. They got to see some action. That was a good thing about the whole thing, man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And like
yeah.
I said, again, shout out, because, you know, if it ain't guys like that that's going to engage and that's going to race, and you ain't going to see nothing. So that's why you got to give credit where credit is due. Because, I got to tip my hats off to them, but at the same time, their ass is not exempt, because I want both of their ass.
Uh-oh.
You know, but it is what it is. When that time comes, it's going to come. I hope it don't be too long before it comes, but it's coming.
Hey,
but,
DJ Grant.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
That sounds like a personal invitation.
Well, it's not a personal invitation just yet. I mean, but it's gonna be a personal invitation very, very, very soon. Ain't gonna be long. I tell you that. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it won't be long at all.
So with that being said, DJ, that means you gonna plan on having a little funeral then, huh? So I might well. Do this for about 5 seconds. That little funeral home music, Jay Bond be playing.
Oh, my. Man. But, nigga, good.
I know you ain't like it. I read that idea. You know we're going to play it, Lord. I know you don't like it.
Yeah.
Jay Bond is officially known DJ don't like your music.
Well, I know when you tangle with them, it's going to be a great show. Woo-wee. Because them two brings a crowd, and you know that shootout brings a good crowd, and then you get a grudge race inside the shootout too. Man, oh man, whew.
Yeah,
that what it do. Yep. All right, kid. Let me catch a couple of them. Mike, we got quite a few of them on him. 313-5415. Mike is live. Who we speaking with?
What's up, all the way, Necky? DJ,
what's
Grant?
Going on?
This Tyson, man.
What's happening, Tyson?
Oh, man, I can't call it. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're trying to make it, brother.
Detroit Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson, y'all ain't got no snow. Y'all ain't got no snow over there, do you, Tyson?
Hell yeah.
No, sir. It ducked us.
It's coming.
It ducked us. But Chicago got all the snow.
We sending it y'all way.
Oh, no. Don't send it this way. I looked at the weather. We supposed to be damn near 50 this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice a lot week this weekend also. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, Tyson, while you're on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what y'all going to do about that money over there, man? Seems like the town going broke. What's happening over there?
Shit, man, I don't know.
I heard on the news, man.
I don't know what's going on, man. They need to get all them people out of there and start fresh, man.
But we can't help you from Chicago because we damn near broke ourselves.
I think they got all the money over there. They got all the money over there in that 8 Mile Pawn Shop order. What is it? American Pawn.
Oh, yeah, American Pawn. Yeah, that's where all the money going.
That, that is the pawn shop.
I was watching it, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Where is that place located?
In Detroit.
On Greenfield, Detroit.
Yeah, they get it in over there.
One guy pawned, each pawn is, had like a little dragster, like a 31 Willis or something like that.
Yeah, I seen that.
Oh, yeah.
How much they give him for it?
You know what? I don't know what they gave him for it.
Tall with it. Ain't no doubt, big fella. You know I'm down like four flat tires.
Yeah, well, he know he got all my support and all my friends and, you know, people that I know and my supporters as well. You know, look at Big Danny. You know, Danny ain't had a car of his own in at least a couple years I know of, but he get in his doggone truck and he drive all the way down there by him with him and his wife to go support that race, man. That's huge, man. That's
yeah,
big
deal. It's the
Hey, Drag. Like Big Danny and Larry, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna be able to defeat us, man.
Say that again, Big
Mel. As long as we got people, strong supporters like Big Danny and Larry and guys like that, they ain't going to be easy to defeat us.
Right. And we got Detroit. Love for Detroit as well as Chicago and others. It's a beautiful
right.
thing, man. Don't, you know, Big Fella, I was just telling everybody on the show we is our own color, we our own worst enemy.
Well, you know, it's,
that's not a prejudice statement, though.
I know exactly what you're saying, Joe. You know, and I got to agree with you. You know what I mean? But it's just bad that it's like that. And you know, really, I want to say that this really ain't the platform to talk about it on, but it need to be talked about. You know,
there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, people of power, you know, that's just like me. You know, I have a drawing and a following here in the Midwest and stuff. Guys, you know me for a long time. They trust me. You know, they believe me, man. And then if I point them to do something wrong, you know, or be up with something that ain't right, man, I'm misleading them cats, man. And, you know, the punishment for the wrong that's been done ain't going to come down on them. It's gonna come down on me. Because I'm one that they listen to and believed in. God see what happened when
I'm gonna push my coin.
So I can
really oh, mute your mics, man, but nigga.
Yeah.
So you heard that noise, we couldn't hear Drag.
Yeah, I heard that.
Nigga.
If you're not talking, put your phone on mute. We got Drag
right.
talking right now.
All right,
go ahead, big fella.
Well, like I was saying, you know, if we point a joke in the direction, we know the direction ain't kosher, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna get the credit for the wrong that's been done. I'm gonna be the one to get the credit because I know better. But you know,
hey, Drake, hold on
yeah.
one second. I'm at the mute some mic. I don't want to, but like I'm finna have to, y'all. They not doing what we asked. Hold on. Leave me the call. I ain't about me, Clark, Joe, and DJ.
Okay. Like I was saying, you know, when we got men of power, you know what I'm saying? Like Jay was saying, they look just like us, you know, and we have people that believe in us and trust in us, you know, and we ask them to do something for us, and when we ask them to do something that we know is not the right thing to do, but we send them anyway because we have an agenda. And when I say agenda, I mean a personal agenda. With someone, and we send them out to do this wild stuff. They do something wild just for us to get self-satisfaction or even a laugh or something out of it, man. They ain't going to be the ones that's held accountable for the actions. You know that I'm going to be the one that's held for it if I send them out to do something like that. So we got too many people out here that's into their feelings, man, and into want to get a joker back, you know, they feel like they was wronged or whatever the case, and they may have been wrong. You know, I ain't going to say if he is a thing, and I'm just looking at what I know from the side that I'm sitting on, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's another part to it, you know what I'm saying, that will probably shed a little light on why some of the things get done, but even if, let's say if the person that's sending this wild stuff to go on is 80% right. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like you need to get even with the joker because you felt like you've been wrong? You know, in the Bible, the Lord says the vengeance is his. You know, so if you get the vengeance, if you get the vengeance, what you think is the vengeance, then what do you lead the Lord to do? You know, but I'm going to tell you what I know about life, boy. Karma is a son of a gun, boy. And when he bring it back to you, it ain't going to be at no time when you're ready for it and you can afford it and you're strong enough to where it ain't going to knock you down to your knees. He going to bring it back to you, bro, when you least expect it, man, at least do anything with it. So I guess I'm trying to say that our brothers that's in power here, man, they need to do something better with their power, man. And if this stepping on anybody's foot, I'm not doing it on purpose to step on your foot, but if the truth fit, wear it, man. You know, and that's all I'm going to say. My phone number is 708-473-2502. Anybody want to talk to me about what I had to say, call me at any time. If for some reason you can't get me, leave a message and a number, and I promise you I'll call you back immediately as soon as I get your call. So that's what I have to say about the situation, man. You know, ain't none of us perfect, man, not none of us. You know, I'm sure Jay, if he thought about, you know, had a chance, second chance to do things about the way that things have turned out, he probably changed that, but it didn't, man. You know, but as far as me believing that he blatantly would just do stuff on a person to piss them off or to step on their toes, I just don't know that part of Jaden. I guess that's what he's doing.
Yeah. So, well, I'm I appreciate everything you just said, and there's some words of wisdom, and that's why you are director, Mr. Drag. But again, well, man, I mean, it's. We all doing what we love to do. So all this extra BS, we need to try to leave it alone and start trying to work together. I mean, it's like we try to take a step forward and then we get knocked two or three steps back, you know, or even 10 steps back, you know.
Yeah.
All these hidden agendas, man, I mean, it gets old. It knocks the wind out of you.
Yeah,
now, I think Jay Hammond does. You know, some people may say the situation was, you know, look at it all different kind of ways, but I think the way he handled it was the right way.
Only professional. Jay done it the way that any smart businessman would have done it.
Yeah.
You know, you take a dude like me. At this time in my life, I would have done the same thing. There would have been a time I would have said, look, they said it was once somebody said that it's them and they got 40 people to come with them. I'd have told them it's 41 of y'all need to be hitting this door immediately. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about in a few minutes, start packing up now. But that's back then, you know, I was thinking with my feelings and stuff. But now they thinking with his business sense. So that was a smart move that Jay had, and if that was a way to destroy him, you'd do nothing but push him a little further, you know, because there's a lot of people that have seen this, man, and they know what's happening, and they see what's going on, and why is it that us, you know, as, you know, brothers and stuff, we want to knock the other brother in the doggone
bitch. I don't understand. People got to realize, people take so many if they get a laugh out of somebody, or if for any reason they feel like somebody, if they embarrass somebody, they really done something. And you feel you did some time, but in actuality, you ain't done nothing. There's too many people so afraid of being embarrassed or ashamed or just to humble down. I mean, but too many people take class, a lot of people take class and just, I mean, that whole goal is to get a reaction.
Well, and if that was all done to humiliate someone, mission accomplished. You got what you were looking for, but you didn't see the biggest
thing. What did you prove? Or what was really... You know.
That was for self-satisfaction, if that's what
exactly.
That was the reason for. But what did you do? You didn't do nothing but push the Jay even in a better position, man, and make things even worse for BET, you know, because now he's going to be, you know, watched, not just from J. Barnes and them, from other places that, you know, you're going to find himself not welcome as in many places as he was. He'll see, you know, he is his own demise. You know, we've all tried to talk to him, you know, and he's had issues with everybody from Grudge Inc., you know, and we don't have no problem with nobody. I don't have no problem with nobody. And
I don't have a problem with BET. It's me and, you know, BET. I didn't know none of this stuff going on until Jay said what he said last night. And, you know, it's almost unbelievable. You know,
I seen the thing on TV one time. I was watching it, and it was a picture of a Klansman. It was a picture of some police, and it was a picture of what they would call a thug, a black dude, you know, with a scarf on, his hat on, and all of that. And says, which one is most likely? You know what I'm saying? To take one out, take a black man out, and you know what it was? It was the black guy. Most likely to take another black out over the Klans and over the police, and this was on TV. You know what I'm saying? And that's something.
They
man,
had that on
know.
TV.
Yeah, they had that on TV, man. And
wow.
That shows
that's
us how
that's something that people really need to pay attention to.
That's right.
It's really sad in all honesty.
That's right. We taking each other out, you know. I mean, there's nothing to do with the Caucasian man, nothing to do with him. This is about what we need to do amongst ourselves. How many black guys that I only know two that's got a drag strip, or even if they don't own the track themselves, they have, you know, full mobility of the track. And that's Jay Barnes and Bobby Wildchild, bro. They're the only two dudes I know, and both of them down there in the South. How many black tracks that you got to go to? Not that a black track is better than a white track, but I'm just saying, you would think that, why, you know, the ratio is so low, we would want to support him and help him, you know, build him up, but we don't, man. We want to see him down so he can be like us. You know, I ain't got no track. What he got one for? Shoot, I ain't going to support him.
Wow. That's true, though.
Fear the mountain.
What other track, there are a few others, but what other track owner is so down to earth and really truly for the fans and for the racers?
I don't know, DJ. I don't know, and I'm not saying, like I said, I left my phone on where Joker could call me if they have a problem with what I got to say, and I'll say this to them again. These guys that's disputing amongst ourselves, man, we ain't hurting nobody but ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And if you harbor some hatred in your heart for another man or a woman, 9 times out of 10, the person that you hate don't even give a damn that you hate them.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not affecting them at all. The only person it's affecting is you. And until you let it go, it'll trouble you. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go and let God have it. And watch how your life changes, man.
There you go. Let it go, man. Let's have some fun. Let's go racing and leave all this extra hidden agenda and trip alone. Let it go. Let's race.
Yeah. I don't know. And like I said, I told you guys when the conversation came up a week or so ago about BET, you know what I'm saying? They was ready to bash him. I said, man, this ain't no bashing party for BET. We ain't here to do that, man. Ain't nobody want to see nothing happen to that dude, but man, if I get everybody, I'm into it with 10 different guys, me and this guy, me and that guy, and so on and so forth. Well, it's not them guys. It's me. And the sad part about it, that you don't see this. But, you know, you can't continue to create trouble and mess over folk and expect them not to retaliate. It just, you know, they go together. So, the things that he done yesterday, I mean, Saturday, Buffalo's his way in because he had some backing. You know what I'm saying? I've only heard of that happen one time, and that was then. I'm not going to say I want to see it happen over here because I know what'll happen. If he came this way and tried that, man, him and his followers got dogged. They'd have had something for him. But let's hope that that don't get tried again ever in life. You know what I'm saying? Because if it do, I promise you people going to be ready for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But my thing is, if I may, Stunner and Butt Niggas, if I may speak, my thing is, man, you know, you got a black businessman, and when the black businessman named Jay Barnes, even though you may not like him as a person, but this man still has and runs a business. None of us got on the board and said that he was done wrong and that wasn't right. But nothing. Nobody spoke up for him. Nobody. Now, if it was vice versa, some of the who's in the racing game or grudge game would have been all over the boards. Yeah. Saying this, saying that. It just goes to show you, man, that everybody has agendas. Do you agree with that, Big Soul?
I do agree with you, Joe. You know, Jay can only do so much as the owner of Grudging, the owner of Macon International Raceway and all that. You know, he needs his people to step up, and I'm one of his guys. I'll step up for him. There's no problem. But I want to say one thing. I couldn't get on last night. I was listening, y'all. But for some reason, they opened my mic up and it went back out, and they thought I had left. But I was on the radio listening. I commend Tony Byrne. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. At one point here, I kind of lost a little respect for Tony because he was whining about losing. You know, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all. But last night, that man built my respect back up for him because of what he said. He was real about it, man, and he was so accurate and right. Regardless to being
he
told it
he
how
was.
It was. You know, and
he
I respect
did.
Him for that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, he seen where there was a wrong, and his friend did wrong, and he put it out there. You know, and they're the type of people we need to be, man. If my partner is wrong, I'm not saying I won't go to bat with him, but I'm going to let him know, bro, you wrong, man. You're going to mess around and get us both killed, Jack. You understand? The Tony was dead on. He was dead nuts on, and I appreciate Tony for that, man. And I tried my best to get back on to tell him about that, man. I really appreciate what he said last night because he was totally accurate, you know. And for these guys to pull a little old rising that they did, talking about they going to leave, man, golly, boy, God, dog, I'm telling you, man. That would have been a hell of a bite on my tongue, but I would have had to do it for the business purposes. But I'm telling you, it would have hurt, and I'm sure it hurt Jay, you know. But get past that too.
Well, I'm gonna say this, man. I'm gonna say this, and if I'm wrong, big fella, you stop me. But you know, most of these suckers, the who's who in the good game, yeah, they race, but they race 3 times a year. And when they do race, it's not at Macon, no way. So yeah. I commend Jay, and I applaud Jay for being humble like that. Because these people don't support his track no fucking way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely
Big Boy,
right.
Hey, Joe Lewis, Mississippi Joe saying this, 601-408-5133. Big Ball Factor don't come to the motherfucker no way.
Well, you're absolutely right. I've never seen him there. I've been there 4 times.
He comes there every blue moon. It ain't like Jay was going. I tell you what, if Big Ball Factor was making gas money off of Jay, if Jay was making gas money off Big Ball Factor for coming to his track, Jay would never go no goddamn where. Because he wouldn't have no gas.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying, big fella? So
yes.
It takes even more discipline to humble yourself to allow what happened with
him. Hold on. Well, let's clear it. So
Big Ball Factor was one of the ones saying that he was
supposedly. If DDT can't come, they was going to leave Lee too. Like they was the shit, like they always support make.
That,
they come to make
that.
Every fucking blue moon, man.
Well, hold on. I don't want to say it like that because, I mean, but the thing is, they welcome to come to Macon. If they don't come to Macon,
they wasn't welcome, Stunner.
I know what you're saying. I don't want to come across somebody saying that they're not welcome.
But, you know how this shit go. Hold on, Stunner. You know how this shit go.
I know.
People going to make it out of what they want. Make it out of anyway.
Receive the right way too.
Yeah.
Man, listen,
well,
it's only one right way, and that is the right way. It's not two, Stunner.
Well, the right
way. Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying,
right.
if we put it out there, we know we're putting it out there. But
man, I'm saying this. Jay Barnes is not saying this. Mississippi Joe is saying this. I've been quiet for a long time. I've been minding my business. I've been being quiet, but that shit really ate my ass the other day.
Well, you know what, Joe? That did what they set it out to do. When you say it ached your behind, it hurt Jay Barnes, it bothered us as Jay Barnes supporters, mission accomplished, bro. That is exactly what they set out to do.
Right,
you know,
right.
And I truly believe guys that'll pull a power play like that, they don't give a darn about coming over there to support Jay, no way. So,
they're welcome to come,
I'm sure.
But
if they don't come, no love lost.
Right, that's why I'm commending Jay.
Yeah.
Jay know these not loyal fans or supporters, and he still took that slap in the face like a man. Am I right?
I've got to say this because I've seen a post that Ball Factor made on the thing, something about congratulations to David Floyd. Something about you did a good job being with what you had to work with, trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit or something to that effect.
When you put chicken and stuff like that coming from a white man, that is a racist saying, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if a white man posted something on there about chicken, that was racist, all right? Now, everybody within the sound of my voice know that. When you make the chicken jokes and stuff like that, you're making racist reply. So I don't know if Big Ball Factor said that. My computer's in my race car.
You can pull it up. I wouldn't say nothing if it wasn't.
If he said that, that is a racist remark, bro. If he made a comment,
that's not
like
right,
that.
Bro.
But that's why I'm telling y'all, man.
I mean, for him to take that, knowing that he didn't have to. I know he didn't have to take it. We all know he didn't have to take it. He could have put everybody's ass out if he really wanted to. We all know
well,
that. Let's don't get
you know
it misunderstood.
Joe, let me say this, Joe. Can I say this? I'll say something on Stunner.
Yeah, go ahead.
For Big Ball, if he said something like that, you know, I hope all the ones that our chief spoke about that look like him read that. And see how happy that makes them feel of the racist stuff, how they directed us ones that look like Jay, you know what I'm saying, to pull a movement on him. Now they'll make a comment about all of us. You know what I'm saying? I hope they see that. If he did,
hold on, big fella. I got to stop you because I know when you say something, you want everybody to understand you. So what you're saying, basically, we breaking it down for the slow ones like Butt Naked. Now listen to this, big fella.
Wait a minute, I was trying to find on grill rigs. I'm putting the bag on. What you said, boy?
Hold on, y'all.
Can I finish this, please? Drag. Do you have my attention?
Yes, sir. I'm listening, Joe.
Okay. So what you saying, big fella, if me, by me being a black man, if I'm following and supporting Ball Factor. So what you're basically saying, if he put something like that on the internet, then he said he don't give a fuck or a damn about me also, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
If you make a racist remark like that, and you know I won't even stoop that low to even reply to something like that, you know, but that does let you know who he is. I'm not saying that he did that because I haven't seen that, but I believe
right.
me, I'm going to go out my way to find that if they haven't removed it. Matter of fact, somebody print it, you know,
but
so
Nick,
just in case they listen. Right.
I'm looking now. So many don't.
That was a racist remark, bro.
All
of
it was
a
funny DJ.
I think
it's on the third page, but nigga, that ain't on the first page. I don't think it.
I saw it today's Tuesday. I saw it today's Tuesday.
That's why I wanted to get that out there. I think the people need to hear that.
Everybody, if Ball wrote that down, every person of color needs to see that.
It's the very first. I mean, that's how he started the thing. Oh, I mean, I think it's a thread that he started, if I'm not mistaken.
He was giving
David Floyd, I think, you know, congratulating him on a good race, and like saying basically, it was like trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit. Or something to that effect.
Ain't that something, man?
Wow.
So you telling me if I'm around here supporting Big Ball Factor, then I got to be the stupidest joker in the world, huh, big fella?
Well, they got a bunch of house Negroes like that, bro. So you know, I don't know what to say about it. But I'm telling you, bro, that's really got me uptight for to hear that he said something that's got something, you know, to do with some racist remarks like that. You know, he's really got dog and making himself look good.
Now, as me being the Grudge Inc. director, along with you, Dre, if I get out of line, please stop me. But it makes my butthole itch. Just to see how well Jay Barnes took that shot on the chin.
Well, he's a real man. You know what I'm
right.
saying? My dad told us a long time ago, son, it's okay to give out. Just don't give up. You know what I'm saying? If you find yourself weary, stop for a minute and catch your breath, man, and get back up and get back at it. And that's exactly what Jay Barnes did. You know, that's the definition of a real man right there.
Ain't no doubt.
So I'm gonna have my old lady bring her computer over here, and I'm gonna find that crap. It'll probably be off by the time, but whoever's listening, make sure y'all print that.
Well, Stunner's not lying. It was something similar to that.
I don't believe Stunner's lying, but
I'm not gonna lie on the man.
I need to know that they done it.
Yeah.
I'm speaking in if he did do this, and he knows
right.
he did it. You know, he knows
but
if he.
Forgive me for being a little green, but actually hearing it from you, it kind of rubs me a little more the wrong way. But when I was looking at it, I wasn't really so much thinking at it as a racial thing when I first read it.
Well, it is.
But
anytime they make a chicken comment about a black man, that's a racist remark.
Wow.
That's a racist remark, and I tell
chicken,
him to his face. Huh?
They know we love chicken, don't they?
And that's one thing. Watermelon and chicken is two things that they make fun about Negroes about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that is a racist remark. I tell him to his face. I stand toe to toe with him in his face and tell him that was a racist remark. If I know that he said that.
I hope everybody can take heed to that.
They don't want to see the other side of you.
I don't appreciate a remark like that, because not only are you offending me, you're offending all my brothers and sisters. All of them.
Hey, Stunner, I'm telling you we need to move on to something else. Big fella getting warm.
Yeah, I can.
I sense that also.
I mean, but at the
yeah, man, the whole world don't want
I mean,
to see that side of it.
Nobody wants to see that side. But I mean, at the same time, it's our duty also to try to see if we can get a response from Big Boss.
Yeah.
But I mean, when a man
is being, you know, talked about, you should get him on, and I sure would like to hear what he has to say about that.
Yeah, I definitely don't have his number. But I don't have Big Paul practice phone number. I think I may be getting a text. Somebody might be sending it to me. Hold on a second.
I'm getting some texts too, but they ain't. They hot about that. What he put on there, God, they ain't seen it. A lot of people ain't seen it. I'm getting a lot of text about it.
Hold on. Nah, ain't nobody send me the number. But I definitely would like to, you know, hear from him. I don't want this thing to get out of hand where, you know, if he truly did not mean that, he needs to, we need to hear that from him.
Well,
he made that post. He's the one that made it.
I can't see how he can tell you he didn't mean it that way. You write it how you think it. You understand what I'm saying? If he meant it a different way, he is a Caucasian man in America. I'm sure he's seen the differences in racism. You know, on one end to the other, and he knows that what should be said, and what shouldn't be said. You know what I'm saying? He ain't no 14, 13 year old man or boy. You know, he's a grown man. He's been around long enough to know this. You know what I'm saying? We don't get on here and call racist names or nothing like that. You know, we don't even allow each other to call each other the N word on here. You know what I'm saying? For that reason.
Yeah.
So certain boundaries you don't cross, and he done crossed that boundary if that's what he did.
Wow.
I got the number. Let me come out of grid race. I just went by the grid race. Somebody just take me the number. I'm going to call him.
You got Big Ball's number?
Yeah, somebody just texted
me. Did you find the post yet?
No, I came out the post yet. Then I was reading. But
if I know it's got to be somebody on the phone right now that's probably got their hand right on the post. And if they are, can they push the one button right quick?
You know how many folks already got that one button pushed? We ain't gonna know
that. I don't know. I ain't in front of the board, but I'm actually from the pull back up in my office in about 30 seconds. I'll pull it up my damn self.
Well, I'm going to call Paul. Y'all, hold on. Y'all continue to talk.
Yeah, but I got to say, we gotta get beyond this type of message. All this is doing is prohibiting what it is that we love to do. I mean, you know, they call the zoo for several reasons, but, you know,
Hey, Stunner, can I interrupt you real quick? Let me tell you why they do. Because that is the most people-friendly track that you ever going to go to. Did you see how when the white boy ran, won, they drove the car back up the track to the starting line?
I can call him.
You can call him on the show.
Yeah, I'm calling from the show, but I'll try to put him in private room, but you on my line. I ain't be putting him in private room. I'm just going to get him on the show.
Did you see that, though, Stunner? Say it again.
Did I see what?
I say, you know why? It's making it one is the people's track.
Yeah.
You have fun. Did you see how the white boys drove the car back up to the starting line?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the track. That's the people. You know, certain things that are going at and making ain't finna happen at other tracks. But like you said,
there
it's
you
the
go,
people's
man.
Track. It's the
hold on one second, y'all. I'll be right back.
It is the real meaning of a grudge-friendly track. The real,
yeah.
True meaning.
Yeah,
would you agree with that?
Hold on, man.
Big
Ball,
I agree.
Hello, Big Ball.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
It's Peachy.
All right, this Butt Naked and DJ on the Butt Naked DJ Grant Show with Grudge Inc.
You
all right?
How you doing?
Good,
good.
Ball Patrick, can you hear you? Can you hear us well?
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, you
hello.
On the show? We got you on the show tonight, and we got
hold on. We need to be able to hear him really good. Ball Patrick, can we call you? When will be a good time to call you back? He well?
Sound like he at work.
Yeah, you can't hear a word. You can't hear nothing. I mean, that ain't going to get nothing solved the way where he is. We need to be able to hear him clearly, and he need to be able to hear us clearly. So there's no misunderstanding at all.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
This the thing's supposed to be on page 3 under Floyd and Dog.
Oh, that ring I couldn't find it in. Look up on it.
Okay. I don't know what it
is. Larry, no,
yeah, I know it was kind of addressed to Floyd. That's right. It might have been Floyd and Dog. You might be absolutely right. Hold on, I'm walking in the mall. Hold on.
Wait a minute, Larry. I'm trying to find out. Open everybody up back up too. Hold on one second, find Larry on him. 0684. All right, there you're right, dog. Uncle Larry. Mike Larry, Uncle Larry.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Good, good.
All right,
hey,
all
what
right.
Up, Larry? What up, Bo?
Hey,
what up,
what's up, Joe? What's up, Drag? What's up, DJ? What's up?
What's up,
Daddy?
Man?
What's up, all kid? All of y'all, man. How y'all feeling?
Okay, DJ.
We all good, Larry.
All right. Hey, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, you know what? This is my own personal question, man, and it has nothing to do with grudging or the membership of the club that I'm with or nothing, man. Why is it that we're supposed to be men among men, man? You know, and the thing is, I have a lot of brotherly love, too, man. But I got to give an account of myself, man. Why is it that I got to give an account of myself? Drag got to give an account of itself. Joe got to give an account of itself. DJ, you got to give an account of yourself. Same thing for you, Butt Naked. Kid and the rest of us. But other people don't have to give an account of themselves. You know, we talk about some grown men, man. We ain't talking about no kids, man. I can't make no excuses for them, man. I am very sorry, man. You know, and maybe y'all don't like the way that I think, but I'm saying this here, man. When another man does something toward another man for enviousness, jealousy, or whatever the case is, man, he know what he's doing, man. You know, I don't want to make no excuses for these guys and what they're saying and doing and so far and so on. The only thing I do, man, is say, give me a shovel, man, so we can shovel some of these damn bumps out the road, man, and keep it moving, man. Nobody got time for this bullshit, man. These sons, man, they be faking and jaking. Everybody got their turn to shine, man. Ain't nobody down here no better than nobody else, man.
You know, people got to realize,
when other people's turn to step up, that means it's your turn to step down. You don't stand in the way of their progress, they're standing in the way of yours. You know,
right.
And everybody want to do this shit, and then we turn around because we who we are, and we want to turn around and let them do this and let them do that and look over it. No, man. Let them stand up and be accounted for, man.
You know, we got to do it.
It ain't no harder for them to do it than it is for us to do it, man.
You know, and if they don't want to do it, man, take that shovel, man, and push their ass to the side, man, and let's keep it moving, man.
Because I know that's what I'm about. I ain't about to let nobody slow me down, man. You didn't see that shit up on the board. You ain't seen none of that up on the board. What happened, did you? Ain't nobody seen what them little racial slurs and shit was said. Nobody took offense to that and put it up on the board. You know, they put on the board what they want to put on the board, man. You know, and I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm sorry that I'm talking this way. You know, but hey, man, I'm ready for this 2013 to get on, and I want to see the ones that want to get out. I want to see them get out, man, and I want to enjoy. I want to have me some fun, man. All them dudes, man, that want to throw bullshit in the game, let them go out in the past and shove them some shit.
It's on the third page. It's titled David and Flo.
Read it out, the drive all them hundreds of miles and so far and so on. I ain't doing that because I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm doing that because of the simple fact that I'm a member of this thing, man, and I want to see it work. That's the only reason I'm participating.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure the rest of them is too. Look at Danny. Danny's so faithful, man. If it was an event going on tomorrow, Danny go get his wife and jump back in the thing and head right on back down there. It's other people that's real in this thing, man. The ones that's phony in this thing, hey, let them do what they do, but they ain't got to stand in our way. Shit, put them out the way. I have seen some demoralizing shit, you know. Y'all skew my friends because normally I don't even talk like that.
Well, Larry, you know? It's time to say what's on your mind. You know,
that's right.
I just got a text. Somebody said he was referring. They think that he was referring to the weather, but I'm reading it myself. And before he said something about the weather, he stopped at the word. It's the first line. It says, "Thanks for having us."
Read it loud.
Thanks for having us. Floyd/Dog, y'all did a great job with what you had to work with. you just can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
That's a racist remark, and I tell him to his damn face.
I'm gonna finish the whole thing. I've never been to. He had three exclamation points. You know, to the word chicken shit. Then to a racetrack that it snowed as we were pulling up to the burnout to burn in. LOL. Dog, you did your thing like you always do. All I want to know is where and when the next one. With question marks. When you pull it off for the love of the game instead of just calling it off, which you could have done numerous of times but didn't, you are me. If y'all do it again, they'll count again. Good job. I mean, is it do it again, but make sure it's somewhere else? I mean, that is in. I don't see no shouts out to the facility for the making. I mean,
the stuff that touched what you just read was giving David Floyd and Dog their props for having a good show. The second part, when the chicken come in, was speaking about Jay Barnes, man. If a person can't see and read the lines, then they got dogs that been in the house too long. Okay?
Yeah.
They've been sheltered. That is a racist remark, and I guarantee you, anybody, any old school man of color, you read that to and tell him to, he's going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you, man.
Hold on, big fella. Hold on, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you, big fella. Big Drag, I'm going to challenge you right now. Larry, how old are you, Larry?
64.
Larry, what do you think about the remark, Larry?
I think it was just what he said. He called a spade a spade.
That's what I think.
That's my own personal opinion.
Well, there it is.
And if you got people that look like us that'll sit up and say that it ain't, then they in his pocket. They are with him. So anything he say or do is okay to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't know what to say about that. I'll keep my comments to myself.
And you know what, man? And I'm gonna say this. If I get out of line, big fella, stop me immediately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I sit up here, man. I've been into it with Big Clark. Me and him used to hate one another, couldn't stand to look at one another. We're about to fight. Everything. And do you know this man, me and this man tighter now than we ever been? So I know he is a forgiving brother who loves. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say this, big fella, because I sit here and watch. And for all y'all who know me, y'all been listening to my show and listening to me. I ain't said nothing about this shit as long as this shit been going on. I ain't said a damn word about this shit on my show, nothing. And y'all know I'm straightforward. But it's time to say something now. I sit here and watch Big Clark as this man bash Big Clark and keep pushing him and sticking a pin in him. I tune in to Big Clark's show, and I will say to myself, I hope Big Clark be strong tonight. And guess what? Big Clark be strong that night. Here he come again, this little BET, bashing Big Clark again. I tune in to Big Clark's show, and I hope he be strong tonight, and I give him some more encouraging words as I listen to Big Clark's show. Big Clark takes the high road again. He don't say nothing about BET. I sit here again, and BET bashing him again and sticking that pin in him. And so I said, Lord, you know, we human, we only can take so much. And so I listened to his show that Thursday night and see if Big Clark going to be strong enough to let him make it and give him a pass. And Big Clark give him a pass again. He said it every time. Now, how much of this shit are we supposed to take? Somebody answer me.
Somebody got some bad background. What that is, butt nigga?
Can somebody answer me? Trey.
It's not me. It's not me, Joe.
No, but I'm saying, how much of this is are we supposed to take, man?
We're gonna let BT be BT, Joe, and we're not gonna let the actions of BT dictate what we do at Grudge Inc. You know what I'm saying? If it's to the point where we need to stop BT from coming on our shows, you know, or coming to our races, then that's what we're gonna have to do. But we're not at that point right now. There's gonna be conversation about what to do. You know, BET is going to be BET. But you know the good thing about BET being BET? BET going to have to stand for and accept whatever it is that comes to him. We won't have to pay his price. You understand what I'm saying? If we retaliate, you know what I'm saying, now we got a price to pay because we done something that's going to get us in a world of trouble, bro. So the answer to that about BET is to let him go. You know what I'm saying? You watched the movie about Christ, how they beat him, they whipped him, they stuck him, they did all that, man. And you know, he still prayed for them people. So I honestly, believe it or not, I pray for BET in my prayers when I pray for myself and my family right to this day. You know, I know how easy it is to get in trouble and how long it took me to get out of it. I'm not trying to go down that road, man, unless it's like this, you know. But I don't appreciate people thinking that we're slow or thinking that we ain't swift enough to catch their little remarks and stuff that they make. Oh, they ain't gonna catch that. No. You got the right one here, boy. The lump drop is a fleet turn parallel. Ain't nothing getting past you. You understand what I'm saying? And I'll call a spade, like Larry said. That's a racist remark. And anywhere in the country, it's a racist remark. You know what I'm saying? So far as that's concerned, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, I hope that they see what our fellow racer thinks about them. People of color.
What is that, Noah? But nigga, what is that noise? But nigga.
I had my phone on mute too, DJ. I don't know what the hell the mute come over.
Hey, Big Dre.
Yes, sir.
And all the time that I've been with Grudge Inc., and regardless of what was said, that BET said, what was done, I have never come on the radio. You can go back to Nan's show when nobody can say that I made a remark and the things that was being said and the things that was being done. But let me tell you this, and I got to say this, you know, since we get it out.
Come on with it, Lance.
That was one of the most demoralizing things that I have ever seen done, man, where you can go on somebody else's premises and mess with somebody else's shit.
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean, for me, Drag, I lost all respect. I lost all respect, and I don't have, and can't nobody make me take that back. You know, that was a very, that man, you, in order to get lower than that, Drag, a snake crawled on the stomach, and you can't get underneath the stomach, man. You know, that was an epitome.
But you know what, Larry, about a person that do stuff like that, there's going to come a time in their life that they wish they had some real friends, you know, and somebody to go to. And when you burn bridges, that means you can't cross back over there, man.
You sure can't.
You keep on burning bridges, God dog. The only way to get back over is the bridge. You'll find yourself stuck on an island by yourself.
You sure will,
man. It ain't but Joe, Drag, Larry, and Clark. That noise come from one of y'all, man. I don't know who it is. Everybody up there?
I'm at home by myself.
That was coming from me. I'm on Clark phone. If you heard the noise, but I killed it. What's going on, Larry, Drag, Clark, Joe?
Hey.
What's up? I've been sitting back listening. And I've been knowing Ball Factor for many years, and I'm gonna go out there and say, I'm gonna say it like this: we all have used the word cracker, and you know everybody has used the word the N word, but when someone types something on the internet, it's the way that the person read it, receive it. So what I'm saying is, by me knowing him, I don't personally take and have him and Jay on the phone. So the part of taking one of our fellow races and making them seem like these races or whatnot, I know him and I can't never say what nobody will do or how no one feels. But I will take and have him and Jay on the phone, and any issues, we'll get to the bottom of it. But now on that issue of a man coming in your house and you done told him and he ain't want it, I say to you, I ain't going to say that's the wrong thing to say. The thing I'm going to say is with that right there, you're supposed to deal with it accordingly. And it was not dealt with accordingly. And, you know, it's like this. You have to take the higher road, and when you see someone disrespect you after you went out of your way to treat them like a man and they disrespect you, the next time, because it will be a next time, the next time you show that man that every man got a little man in him, and you throw him out on his face.
All right.
But the part with Ball, I know that guy very well, and it's like this here. We all know that sometimes you say things that you don't say, but people around you cause you to say those things. But I know those guys personally, and racist is not a part of their character as far as I know of. But of course, I thought they probably don't call me the N word or whatever. But I don't call them some.
Well, you know, Ty,
I'm guilty as charged the same way for something like that. You know what I'm saying? And you want to know something funny? You know, my mother's mother, my biological mother's mother, was a white woman. You understand what I'm saying? 100% Irish woman. Okay, so I got white blood running through my veins as well. You know what I'm saying? My daddy's a black man. He raised me. My mama died when I was young. My mother in Mississippi raised me as a black woman. I am a black man. You know what I'm saying? And I'll never forget my heritage about that. I got Irish blood running through my body. You understand what I'm saying? But if it's a duck, if it quacks, if it walks, if it looks like a duck, it's a duck. And any time you use the word watermelon referring to a black man or chicken referring to a black man, that's a racist joke. It may not have been meant to take harm, but that was his humor. You understand what I'm saying? And you cannot take Jesus to come down and sit on this top of me and tell me, son, you're looking at it the wrong way for me to think any different. That's how Big Drag feel about what was wrote.
Okay. Whew. All right. Drag,
I have a problem with him being Caucasian. You know.
Okay. Say that's what intentions was, but only he knows what his intention truly was, and that's why we're trying to get him on to be able to you know, just
have
that
background. No, we couldn't get him.
Yeah.
But we gonna open up Dog. We got him on.
Yeah, Dog. Let Dog. Stop, Dog.
Oh, you back up? Hey, yeah,
Drag.
I'm here. What y'all needed me for? I've been listening. I'm here.
Oh. I thought he said you want to get in, dog. How you doing, dog?
I didn't say I want to get in, but now I heard Greg, and I can hear the passion in his voice, and I can hear the anger in his voice, and I heard what Joe said about it. But now, as far as I know, like I said, I got to deal with people the way I deal with it. Now, to be honest with you now, They just celebrated the 7th of Montgomery March, when they called it Bloody Sunday. That's when they beat the shit out of us, and I should hate all white folks if I looked at it like this. But I'm going to be honest with you. As much shit as I know, as much shit as I've been through, Drag, I didn't know nothing about the chicken shit, chicken salad joke, though, until you just said it. I swear, I never heard it. And, I mean, I can be educated, but I never heard it. But I'm going to have to second what Tyke Man just said a minute ago. And I done been around them a while, and I know Stevie, and I know Phil, and I know all of them. I really don't think he meant it that way. But like you said, Drag, if you feel that way, nobody can change the way you feel about something. And I can understand it because I don't know what you done been through. But I don't really think Big Ball really meant it that way. I really don't think so. But it is what it is, and people are going to think what they want to think. But I'm going to say one more thing on this here thing. We on this radio show, and we keep bringing this stuff up that we said we don't want to bring up, but it need to be brought up because it was really wrong. I'm going to say this here right now. All the people that's on the radio show now that know something about this here and saying everything that we should do and we should stick together and do this here, where in the fuck was y'all at Saturday when this shit was going on? See, I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't even know nothing about this shit until I started this dude on the radio. So anybody on this radio show that's listening to all the people that's saying it was wrong, where in the fuck was y'all at? Sad to me, and if y'all wanted to do something, you should have stood up then. And Jay, I hate to say it, Bobby Child said it another night. If they say they want to go, whoever the fuck it is, I don't give a fuck who it is. If they say they didn't want to stay, fuck it. They could have let them left. I don't care if it's me, Drag, or whoever. We nobody's bigger than racing, or nobody bigger than the show. They could have got this fuck on.
Nobody's bigger than nobody.
They could have got the hell out the gate, whoever it was, and fuck it. They could have left. But I'm going to say this and say this here. Jay Steele and them could have stayed. They had the money already. So if I'm at the gate, they already was in the gate. People are already there. So them leaving, who gives a fuck? I mean, I'm going to say it like that. I ain't taking no sides, but I'm trying to say it now.
Everybody's taking sides and everything.
The time to stand up should have been Saturday. When if you had an opposition to do it, and Tony Vine, he might have been kicking BET in the nuts. He might have been kicking Jay in the nuts. But I don't understand how the police, if Jay is over the track and running the track, if he tell a motherfucker to leave, the police are supposed to be grabbing him and made him leave. Or put him out or whatever. I don't know what
that is. Let me speak on that. I know what I'm talking about.
They supposed to be coming on, and I don't want to say nothing that can get me into some trouble, but you know just, everybody know just as well as I know. If you really think about it, they should have had BET removed by the police if he wanted to. Think about it now.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Is that Clark? I think that's your mic that's making the noise.
Yeah, that's me. I'm going on me. All
right.
Still got it, though. Even though you're going on mute, if whoever on there with you, they ain't on mute.
Anybody that's on here that's listening, y'all not talking, please mute your mic.
Right. But what I was saying is, it's common sense, y'all. After you think about it, we know Jay could have had him removed by the policeman. But he didn't do it for a reason. And I think Jay's supposed to come on. So I'm not going to say anything because I might be out of line. And that's one thing about me, Mississippi Joe. I'll talk my way in and talk myself right fucking out. So I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. Hey, let me say one more thing, though. I mean, I understand what everybody's saying, and I can understand how Jay probably feeling, too. I probably would have been feeling the same way. But my thing is, we need to have Jay to be in the forefront to say, let Jay lead the fight for him, even though I know what people saying, why didn't nobody stand up for what you call him? But you can't really say that because a lot of people didn't even know. And I'm one of them. I'm one of the people. I didn't even know all this shit was going on. I mean, I didn't even know this until I've been listening to the shows here lately. But I mean, if it was going on like that, I mean, everybody can tell their side of it. Let Jay come in and tell his side of it, like he did on his show the other night. He told a pretty good side of it, and I can see it and understand it. But what I think we are all are wrong, and I'm going to say this, whether y'all like it or not, and whether I'm right or wrong, that's just my opinion. We shouldn't be on here like we are doing now, making this a black and white thing, even though it might be.
It might be
a black and white thing, but is it a black and white thing that's going to affect everybody because everybody wasn't involved in this shit?
I'm definitely not trying to make nothing like that.
We're not making this no black and white thing,
Godfather.
This is Joe,
we all come. We keep on saying people look like me and Big Ball is white and all that. We all making it seem like it's a black and white thing. And the reason I'm saying it could be, but don't make it like that because if Big Ball and them and said they was going to get up and leave and Realtree them said that, I don't know they said that because I wasn't there. I don't know.
Big Ball, that was just them.
You can't put them in the same... Put all the white folks in the same bag with Realtree and Big Ball Pack if they said
that.
You know, if they said that and we shouldn't make it a black and white thing. If he know names of the people that was look like him that he kept saying, he call them fucking out. I mean, if you want to call Uncle Tom, call it Uncle Tom. If you want to call it the House Negro, call it the House Negro. And so stop beating around the bush. Y'all keeping it up on the show. Let's be real with it for real and call some fucking names out.
Well, I know, don't be scared to call him out if he was there and didn't stand up, then you just as guilty as the person that didn't say nothing. Now you saw me trying to do the right thing. But I saw you arguing,
but see Joe, I never know what you was arguing with. I didn't know why you was arguing. I know who you was arguing with. I saw you mad about something, but I didn't know what the hell y'all was what was going on.
Well, let me say this. I gotta say, I guess a lot of people not knowing what was going on was probably even better thing because if that would have gotten out, it could have made a situation worse. So I think Jay did the right thing by not letting it all be known at that time what was going on, because if he did, it could have caused some type of uproar, and we didn't need that.
Exactly.
DJ, I want to comment on what Dog just said. The reason that no names has been called because there aren't no names that's known. Anything, if I were to call names about people, I would be going on what I've heard.
Right. Now, Greg, I wasn't talking about you. What I'm saying is when Jay gave his commentary the other night, he did it real good, but he kept on saying
as I was being ridiculated, people that looked like me was laughing and stuff. See, you need to call them motherfuckers out because it wasn't a laughing matter regardless, whether BET was right or whether Jay was right or whether what's going on. It's like Mississippi Joe even said, what's right is right. I hate to say it. What's right is going to be right. So, I mean, if it was something did wrong, we should have been standing up right then. We shouldn't be standing up after the fact talking about what we're going to do and how bad we is now. We should have been standing up right then.
The only issue
that I have right now is the comment that was made on the computer about the chicken stuff. Why do we even have to go there?
If it is, you just educated me. I never heard that comment about the chicken shattered chicken shit.
No, you ain't never heard it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If you educated me, let me say something to you, dog.
Give me a second here. Let me say something to you. So you ain't never heard the comment when Tiger Woods was winning all the
He did that. They said they're gonna serve a chicken. What you call them, a chicken dinner?
Is that a racist comment or not?
In that context, it was. Yeah.
Okay. Well. It is what it is now. I don't understand. I don't care what relationship that you have with this guy.
Hey, Greg, don't get upset with me, Greg. You misinterpreted what I'm saying. It don't make no difference what relationship I got with him. If it was racist, it was racist. And like I said, if I still want to have a relationship, that's up to me. What I'm saying is I just said I never heard of the chicken joke being racist. Yes.
Now I wasn't on the show, but I got my buddy Ball on the phone, and I need the host of the show, and only the host of the show, to address the issue with Ball.
Well, you be talking about Big Drag because the host don't know this.
Yeah, right. This is Big Drag.
Go ahead, Big Drag. Let me mute everybody. Right. I'm on clock phone now, Butt Naked. I know you're a little slow. So I'm on clock phone, but it's like this here. I just want to get to the bottom of it because Ball don't even know what the hell going on.
I'm ready, everybody. My show, Tight and Drag.
Hey, Tight Man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Hey, this Big Clock speak. I'm going to say this here. You know, we all on this phone hollering about everybody's saying now that don't nobody know what's going on and ain't nobody heard of this shit and that shit. We all know what the fuck going on. So, I mean, we all on this phone, let's be real with everybody. We all know what the hell going on. Now, whether Ball, your buddy, or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying, the comment is the comment. Now, we going to be real, let everybody be real about it.
I wasn't on the show. You know I called you. What was the comment?
DJ Grant, wait a minute, let me get some of these mic muted stuff for Drag and Tight, Clark, hold on. Clark, come on, man, you won't cut Clark off, Butt Naked. No, hey, I ain't cut Clark off, man. I'm saying, okay, DJ Grant, read the comment again so everybody on this phone can hear it. I mean, Ball know what he typed on the computer, shit, he know what he typed. Now, it's up to him to explain what it was. But we ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing, cause ain't nobody gonna sugarcoat nothing.
Will y'all give me 1 minute? Let me get some of these mic muted.
I ain't trying to sugarcoat nothing, but let's read the quote. Whatever you say, Ball Tight. Let's get to the bottom of it.
No, I'm saying it was just brought to my attention. I'm saying the man just read it, but if Ball typed it, he know what the hell he typed.
Hold up. You know on the board. You can go up on the fictitious names and shit. Read what the fuck was going on.
I'll read
it if y'all want me to read it again.
Y'all wait 1 minute. Hold on, DJ. Now we're muting everybody the mic. We're gonna leave Clark, Drag, Joe, and me and DJ, and we're gonna open up by the wire child. Everybody else gonna be muted. Now go ahead and read what we got. Go ahead, DJ.
Attention is made out to Floyd and Dog. It says, thanks for having us, comma. Floyd/Dog, y'all did a great job with what you had to work with, comma. You just can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit, 3!
Okay, what does that mean?
Hold up. Ball,
What the fuck did you mean by that? What the hell did you mean by that?
Hold on, Ty. First, let me ask Ball, did he write that?
Right.
I most certainly did. Absolutely.
Okay, so now you charged with that. Now, the second question I got, what do you mean by that?
So let me get this straight. Y'all are calling me, asking me what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm talking about exactly what I wrote. Now,
what do that? Okay,
how exactly are you gonna say that I said something racist out of that?
Bruh.
I don't know what you
live in the South. I know that much. You live in the South. And anything about chicken focused towards a black man or a watermelon is a racist remark. And you know that.
Y'all really need to find something to do with y'all's time, bro. Seriously.
Okay.
We see how you feel about us. I say something that you can't make chicken shit out of chicken salad. And that's racist? Are you for real, dude?
Hold on one second. Ball factor, the only reason you own here is we even calling you. We want you to tell us that you did not, that it's not racist. Or if it is racist, it is racist. If it ain't, it ain't. We just want to know what you meant by the statement because it's being taken the wrong way.
Well,
ain't nobody trying.
You might want to look at whoever's taking it the wrong way about getting some chip off their shoulder because somebody would even put racist and you can't make chicken shit out of chicken salad. In the same sentence.
Hey, Ball, the only thing they ask you to do,
explain to Ball whatever you said, I ain't even heard it. I didn't even hear it. I called Clark and got on late. But explain to Ball whatever old saying or something. So he understand. I don't need everybody coming at this man because I told a motherfucker today you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit and I wasn't being racist. So my thing is, Drag, explain the old whatever racist comment you ever heard about it and we go from there. Let's get to the bottom of it. Drag and drag on it. Go ahead, Drag.
Anything, like I said, that refers to a man of color and what Caucasians consider the things that they love, such as chicken and watermelon, is a racist remark. It is a racist joke. Now, maybe he did not mean it from his heart to try to degrade anyone or something like that, but that is a racist comment. Man, you live in South Carolina. I'm sure you done synced all the racism and heard of the things that went on in racism. I'm in Chicago and know that, bro. I'm 51 years old. You can't tell me that that's not racist. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you didn't.
You don't have to give me the benefit of nothing, because if you think I'm a racist, well, all I can tell you is good luck to you.
I didn't say you're racist. I said it was a racist comment, Bob. I didn't say you was racist. I said it was a racist comment.
But Dre, I'm going to tell you, you know me, you don't talk. I done ate to this man's table before and ate with his family. And if he a racist and he gonna keep them forks and shit that a black man ate off of, I think my personal opinion is it was more looked into that coming. I ain't gonna say what happened this weekend because Bo, what did I tell you about this weekend at the track? I wouldn't talk to you when Real Tree was making his stand. But when after Real Tree made his stand, didn't I get down on you and tell you that I didn't agree with your decision?
One thing ain't got nothing to do with another.
But I'm just saying that's your decision you made, and I made it known to you and you only. I didn't agree with your decision. But because I don't agree with your decision, don't make me and you have a falling out. I done sat down and ate with you and your family. So if that racist part, I know that ain't true. For other reasons.
What did he mean by it? He hasn't explained it yet. Normally, if a person's being accused of something, he don't have an answer for it right away.
Buddy, let me tell you something. I usually wouldn't even entertain this conversation. I probably would have even hung up the phone by now.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go ahead and give you the benefit of the doubt, because you obviously don't know me.
Okay.
For you to sit here and say, I don't know how y'all do things in Chicago. It ain't none of my business. It ain't really my gig. But by just taking a comment of you can't make chicken shit out of chicken salad and turn that into I said something racial, you got a serious issue with something. I don't know if it's me or something. You got a serious issue with something to even accuse somebody of that. I didn't accuse you.
I said it's a racist comment. Let's get it correct here.
On this radio show, I did not accuse you. It's not even in the ballpark as a racist comment. Hold on, Jack. Well, Bob, tell us exactly what you meant by the comment. What I meant by that comment was Floyd told me the track was going to be on kill. This was going to be that. It was going to be a good race. He had four or five guys work on a racetrack. You get down there, it's 10 degrees below zero, it's snowing, the track's cold, it ain't hooking. You know, you can't make chicken shit out of chicken salad.
Drag, are you satisfied with the answers he gave?
I'm satisfied what? With him giving
can
me an answer.
Big Ball Factor. When did, I'm like Dre. I want to know. The only thing I want to ask is just and clear the thing up. We can move on to something else. What did you mean by when you said it? Were you talking about the racetrack wasn't looking or what? I mean, you know, you could clear this up in 2 seconds, man, and be through with this. And then everybody, you know, I'm listening to Type Man saying that. I mean, I met you once or twice. You know, not really had a conversation. You seem like an okay guy. I meant drag, so I'm just saying, I mean, you know, just clear it up, man, and then we can move on to something else. I mean, just what were you talking about, the track, or were you talking about the situation that went on? I mean, just help me to understand, then we can move on. That's all. It's plain and simple. Okay. Is he there?
Is Type Man still there?
Type Man.
He's on the line. He's on the line with Type.
Well, what he had said was that he had talked with David Floyd and said that David Floyd said that he was going to have the track on kill and this and that.
And it was on kill.
Yeah, the track. Like I said, I had to. You know, like I said, I'm gonna shoot straight down the middle. Especially for the track to be as cold as it was. I can't say I've ever been to another track where it's been that damn cold.
You still on, DJ?
Huh? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, go ahead.
Did y'all hear what I just said? Or no, y'all didn't. Y'all missed.
You went in and out.
Oh. I said what Ball had said was he was, in a nutshell, he was saying that he was, I think, referring to the track. He was saying that he had talked to David Floyd. David Floyd told him that he was going to have the track on kill, and they was working on. And he claimed when he got there that the track wasn't. And that's when everybody else started jumping back in.
Okay, can I ask you then? When did he post this? After the situation or before the situation? I mean, when did he post this?
This was posted. Hold on.
After.
Okay, now,
think about this now, and I'm not like I'm going like you or straight down the middle. I've been hearing everybody say the track was on kill. So, I mean, why couldn't you make the track? I mean, chicken shit and a chicken salad then if the track been on kill all night. I heard y'all saying the people.
And
another thing about that, too, if you let DJ Grant finish reading what he read, listen to the other end of it. It tells the story itself.
So I'm saying there's no reason for it to say that if the track was hooking, and you got more people saying that the track was hooking. Now, when I go to a track and my car don't hook up, hell, and then if I see Big Ball or the Whiteboard or Dog or DJ getting down the track, well, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, hell, I'm going to be in a problem.
That's right. And at the end of the comment that's on there, you hear where he said that the track was hooking. I mean, from what I last heard DJ Grant read when he read the whole thing.
I want to say this. I don't do too much of the internet thing, as y'all know. And I know Dog, listen, Dog, I sent you them pictures. I know you listen. I sent you them pictures. I hope you see that we putting up the guardrails. I mean, not the guardrails, the bleachers at US 19, which is seated by 600 people. But anyway, let's don't get this thing mixed up. What I'm saying is authority. The only problem, I wasn't there. I don't know what went on because I would have been there if I wasn't working on bleachers. But the problem I'm saying is here that Jay Bond, as manager, operator, owner of Mega National Drag, it was overturned and couldn't have a certain person removed from his track. I think this whole thing is involving in that. You, nobody should be able to tell you what you do at your facility. If I'm paying the police to come in there or patrol or whoever to come in and patrol, when I ask that person to get him out, point blank. So I think all this is boiling down is come down to the fact that Jay is in charge of that facility.
and he paid the police, ambulance, insurance company, everybody else. I don't care who rent your facility, but you still got standards that you got to go by. And I don't think nobody should allow him to be overturned. The guys that were with me, I don't care. I'm going to stand by myself. And then I will not allow anybody to come to U.S. 19. And I thank the world of Big Drag, and I thank the world of Jay Bond. But you're not going to come there and tell me what I'm going to do at that facility. Not when involving safety issues. I don't care who you is. If you got to go, you got to go. Even my wife. I might not get none when I get home, but if I hear her say she got to go, she got to go. So that's just point blank. So I think we mixing up a lot of stuff, and we ought to just keep it real. I think the real part of it is, let's go back to the fight.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Did everybody?
All right.
Hey, DJ.
Yes,
The portion that you read down to, so I can understand, if y'all don't mind, could I hear the last part of it, DJ, where you were reading, where you stopped at?
Let me try to go back to it.
Hey, who was trying to ask me a question? Because I'm finna show y'all something as soon as this phone got damn beat.
I'm the one that said I think we need to get him on, because I don't want anything like this to get blown out of proportion.
Exactly.
if it doesn't need to, and it's because we got enough mess going on in the racing game as it is. But I mean, certain things need to be explained, and it, you know, and just like if I was to put something on the board, I'm not gonna have a problem coming on.
But guess what, DJ? No, much respect to you as being the host of the show.
You mean?
My thing is, let's move on, man. So guess what? The big issue ain't whether or not the track was hooking. There's some other issues. But my thing is, attacking Bone Factor, he might have, I used the same statement today, if I'm lying, God take my next breath. And I called a woman that I used the statement with. I told her I can't make chicken shit out of chicken salad. I mean, chicken salad out of chicken shit. And she'll tell you I used the same statement today. So I think my personal opinion, we're looking too far into it. But if Dragon's not finished, hold on, hold on.
Well, I think a simple explanation would clear it all. What y'all think?
Dustin, you're live on the Grudge Inc. Show. I got one question to ask you, and you ain't got to get in nothing. You answer the question, you can hang up the phone. What was Macon hooking this weekend for Team White Boys?
Boy, I ain't got no complaints.
What'd you say?
No complaints. Man, you can't ask them nothing. But, I mean, hell, it was snowing out there. I mean,
exactly. Okay.
So it's safe to say Macon a hook in the snow.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. Macon was, were it not to have been run on in 3 months, and it been that cold, man, you couldn't ask for nothing better.
Dustin, if you want to hang up the phone, you can hang up the phone. You've done what I needed somebody in Camp White Boys to say. That you can hang up the phone if you want to. Now, anybody got any question for Dustin? Not everybody at once. Anybody got any questions?
Well, I'm just gonna say this. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, you know, Nick Ball lost the grudge. He lost the biggest race of the night, and you know that's probably the reason why he had something to say. I mean,
you can't say that he lost the biggest race of the night. He lost the only grudge race, but he turned around and beat the same car on 7 cylinders. I'm gonna tell it 100, because not only did Ball beat the White Boys on 7 cylinders, I got the spark plug came out the car. So my thing is, being in the middle of this, I ain't gonna let nobody say Ball was this way or nobody was that way. I got, guess what? I done what y'all couldn't do. I got both of them motherfuckers on the phone. So guess what?
Well, listen. You know, call him.
Well,
you want to get him over. We want to hear from him.
DJ,
but what I'm saying,
as being the host of the show, you got the White Boy saying the track was great. You got Bob Factor saying it wasn't what it was. What it wasn't as great as he wanted it to be. Because let me tell you something. You got a big block with talk running a small block that need the track to be on tier. They both need two different things out of the track in order for the advantage to be their way. So, did I satisfy the goddamn the race community? I got one out of East Side because my personal opinion, I want to hear where Ball said this. Ball said that. I'm going to tell you my insight from the race. Small block got the 60-foot. Big block can run your – big block got the back end.
Hey, son.
Okay,
I want to know how the fuck you can ask me to shut up and I shut up, but you can't seem to fucking shut tight, man.
I'm going to show you how you shut tight up. It's an easy fix.
Shit. Shut tight, man. Take over the goddamn show, son.
Y'all be quiet. Hold on. I'm not gonna talk over nobody and we appreciate you tight for bringing both parties on and letting them hear each side or whatever, but the bottom line is they both was on the same track. So damn whatever
whatever problem he had or may not have had, because don't nobody give a fuck.
Take his crying ass home and...
The first thing I said, I congratulate the white boys on the grudge race, and I just felt like that was probably the biggest race, and I also congratulated Ball on the shootout and said that was probably, you know, he had to do more, you know, in the shootout.
This is the thing. He didn't even bet on the race in the shootout. He didn't lose. He didn't win no money.
He lost on that race
to the white boy. They lost money.
I understand. I feel like the fans and their, the fans won this past weekend because they really got to see what they wanted to see. That was a big anticipated race, and to a lot, it was an upset. And you know, but it is what it is. The white boys beat them.
And just like,
when you just said Big Ball was on seven cylinders, but I could come back and say, well, the white boys broke traction. So if they say they didn't break traction, they might have whooped them again. But to say that they had seven cylinders or whatever, not really saying much. But it is what it is. It was a good weekend, and I hope that, I want to get past all this other stuff. Let's just get back to racing. Both parties are good for the game. Let's keep moving and move on. And I truly hope, I hope that, wasn't no racist thing aimed at the track. So that's what we're gonna leave it at. We're not gonna try to make this no racist thing or whatever. He came on and said that in so many words that he wasn't trying to make a racist statement. So we're just gonna take it as that and move on. And we all agreed to agree or agreed to disagree.
Hey, I agree. I just think I wanted to hear his side. I'm a little guy, what I'm saying, and I accept that, not trying to destroy a Big Ball. I don't know him to destroy him. And if I did, I wouldn't want to do that. No way.
You want to run my feet.
That's what it was about, man. If
you
want to
run my feet.
If I'd have finished his job, that's I'm sure people would have got dog on
the
nose.
Dick Clark, talking about somebody rubbing his feet.
I think that weak line.
That ain't no motherfucking wit. I'm at the goddamn stop working on a car. There ain't no goddamn rub no feet. It ain't me.
What's going on, Wit? How you doing, man?
What up? That Claude there. Tell me good rub the goddamn feet from all that goddamn walking this weekend. Hey, that's the kind of treat when I get over here, Wit. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
I ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't got nothing wrong with that, but yeah, that wasn't me. Yeah, how y'all doing, man? I see y'all got a big show going on tonight. I just listening in here, man.
What up, Wit? What up?
What's going on? Who is that, Joe?
Yeah, this is me.
Joe, you sound like you ready to go to Temple Tank.
Go where?
Yeah. You heard me?
No, man. Big Ball gonna say the track wasn't hooking with, and them guys told him the ties. Man, he got his ass whooped. I hate a sore loser.
Well, I had talked to Big Ball too. I'm gonna tell you what he meant by the track wasn't hooking. He didn't. He said the 60 foot was good. He said, but after the 60 foot, they were moving around and stuff. So that's what he meant by the track wasn't hooking.
Did he ever think that he might have overpowered the car?
Yeah, he might have did. Yep.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. What I'm trying to tell you, Wit, and you're going to vouch for this. Like you say, you raced the track. Both of them went down the same track, then they went.
There you go.
All right, I'm through with that, Wit. Big Ball is a sore-ass loser.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Hey, let me tell you something, Wit. You ain't going to go... Yeah. Every track not going to work the same. Do you agree with
those? I agree.
All right, then. There it is, man. At the end of the discussion.
Well, I,
I'm not trying to take up for
it. Looked like it was working pretty good for it to be cold.
Yeah, I'm saying to be, I mean, the motherfucker was working. I can't feel anybody. I mean, especially to be as cold as it was.
Right.
Being cold is, couldn't.
Yeah, I think it was working pretty, looked like it was working pretty good before it was cold as it was.
It
but
was,
I, but I don't know. I went there, you know, I didn't have no car there, so I can't say. But,
I got to DJ. He got to go back on top of the house with the antenna, the wind blowing in Alabama tonight.
But it looked like.
Put some uniform on it, DJ. Put some uniform on it.
From the look of the race, it looked like they was rolling pretty good for it to be so cold.
Man, it was cold.
And, well, they just lost. They lost.
Right.
The grudge race, they lost. They lost the money. They went in the shootout. They didn't bet no money. So they won that,
they won.
But they didn't win no money from the white boys.
Well, they won money out the shootout, didn't they?
Right. But they didn't win no grudge money. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. They didn't win no grudge money, but they won money out the shootout. That's about
2%.
Right. That's breaking even. Yeah, that was good. That wasn't bad. You know, they still go home with a W. And the white boys go home with a W, too. It just seemed like they need to, you know, break the tie. They need to do it again.
That's
it seemed like it was a good day. It seemed like it was a damn good day.
Now, there you go, Whit. You said it right. Quit crying and go get your man.
Right. It seemed like it was a pretty good day for both of them, for everybody, actually.
Everybody involved, man. Everybody got the
because everybody had to race in the same temperature. Am I wrong, Whit?
No, you're right. If he felt like he wasn't going to hook, he should have said, well, I don't think I can do nothing over here. I'm going to take it somewhere. But he went down the track. He raced. So we got to give him a props for coming out racing, doing what he did, because it takes a lot to get out there with these vehicles and your crew and get your crew out there. It's cold and all that. So he raced. They put on a good show. Both of them raced and Grewers raced. And, I mean, you know, you just can't take nothing from that day. You know, it was a good day. But y'all taking
a
lot
bunch of bullshit about the track, though.
Y'all comes and putting the negativity with the shows and stuff. Y'all taking a lot from that day. I hope they filmed it. I hope they filmed it good so we can go back to that day and be able to appreciate that day for what it was. Because you know we keep on with the shows going. You know,
let me tell you this. Because this is one thing that we don't do. And that's, like, we didn't plan for the show to be about this.
Right.
This is something that just came up. I can tell you, I hate Butt Naked might be mad, but me and Butt Naked never really even plan a show. We don't plan. Some people might say, yeah, we can tell. But, I mean, we just do it, you know, whatever everybody wants to talk about, and it just came up. It wasn't a thing where we try to attack anybody.
Right.
The
first
thing I said when I opened up the show was congratulations to both parties.
Hey,
man. For winning the shootout and for the white boys for winning the brother. Yeah.
Hey, man, some shit need to be brought up. That's what these shows are for, man. We can't keep letting everything stay under the fucking rug.
But Joe, when you say that, listen to what you're saying, Joe. You got to listen to what you're saying now. You say
man,
it,
listen,
I heard
I'm saying
you.
About any issue. It could be with you telling times at Hollis Strike, getting people times out.
Right.
Anything like that. We got that shit need to be brought out.
Right. Yeah, you heard about that, but I'm saying now when you said earlier about you were saying hold up, man, I'm on the phone.
It's a gangster rhythm.
Watch out, man. I'm on the show. Just serious. But Joe, yeah, you were saying that how much can we take? You know, and you were saying that as though we're real aggressive. You can take as much as you can take because you don't want to make this thing, you know, you don't want to go to where you're going with it. You know, when you say how much can you take, that means you sound like you want to do something to somebody or, you know,
DJ,
can I address this, please? Okay, go ahead. I was speaking about somebody else, so how am I going to be the one to be doing something? I'm really complimenting Big Carr for showing his manhood, how he's taking the high road. But I'm saying, truthfully, this is just life in general. you can get your money with, and this is just life. And I hope
right.
somebody gets something from this. You can take old mutt that ain't a bad dog, that's not mean, a nut. Get him in the corner, poke a stick in him 2 or 3 times, see what he do.
Yeah, but everybody, when you say that, when you say that, everybody understanding what you're saying. That's why I said we don't need to take that approach. We just need to say everybody need to, you know, respect
I'm
each other.
I'm simply saying that Big Clark never said nothing about the issue on his show, period.
Right.
Regardless how BET jugged at it, he never caught it up on his show. That's simply what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
Well, I mean, and at the same time, certain things need to be said, whereas we can know what not to do and what we're not going to accept. We need to keep
right.
this shit racing, man. We're getting too far
right.
away from... We're getting
right,
too far
right.
away from
yeah,
race.
Yeah,
I mean,
but hey, man, we always get on these shows and talk this good shit.
Right.
As long as we got motherfuckers out here who ain't mad enough to hide behind the names and this and that and that and this, it's always going to be some bullshit. And,
but, I mean, the fake has got to be exposed. I'm all for that. But all in the sake of racing. Leave it fucking racing and leave all that extra shit the fuck alone. I'm getting tired of it.
I've been laying back and I'm tired of that bullshit, man. Oh, hell.
But, I mean, we can't
goddamn freaking with folk. Let he gonna get what's coming to us sooner or later. Let that man alone. Let it be, goddamn. Everything got
to
be.
Hey, man, hold on. Who y'all talking to? Wait. Who y'all addressing?
I'm talking about BET.
No, but who are you all addressing with that? Because he's irrelevant in my book. I never said anything about him on my show, period.
Yeah, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about just racing, us blood racing, and just getting back to racing as a whole. I know what you just said, Joe. You know, everybody we keep talking about, we trying to do it and going to do it, but shit keep happening. And shit going to continue to happen.
Yeah,
so what I'm, yeah, I understand that, but what I'm saying is we need to still keep preaching that if it ain't got nothing to do with racing, leave that shit alone. We don't need to emphasize it or go into it. If there's certain issues that come up that need to be talked about, fine. We talk about it, but move the fuck on. And keep this shit racing, man, because, I mean, it knocked the wind out of me. I get so tired of this extra bullshit. It just don't make no damn sense.
I'm goddamn tired of it, too. Wait, I'm going to fuck you up in Mike Hill and goddamn Emma Harvey. Let's talk about the racing. Bitch, what you want to do? Y'all don't want to talk about no racing? You hear me, Wick? I'm talking to you.
But, Nick, everybody know you're not going to race, man.
What the hell of a joke? You keep on, you on that side. I'm talking to Wick. Wick still on the phone or he don't got off?
Why you think he not responding?
They muted my mic. They muted my mic, man. But nigga muted my mic.
Man, I can't mute your damn mic. You don't lie, right?
Unmute me, but nigga, man. You ain't
muted. You muted, boy. Talk about the race. What you want to do?
What you want to do something with King Kong, man?
You goddamn right. Put some 20s on that motherfucker and wipe me fucking you up with that backhand
damn
throw ball that you got.
The mic then got muted again.
Shit, these folks hung me. That man is not going to take his 29s off, but nigga.
I say he ain't going to take them off.
You got to run them like you got to run. I mean, it. You know, you can't.
You know what?
He told you he ain't going to do it.
You keep the motherfuckers on. Let me sit with the back tie. I just want to sit. You stay with the back tie. Can you handle that?
Nah, I'm gonna run your head up on 29, man. I ain't in the giving move. We ain't told but like $12, man. We ain't in the giving
move. I'm going old school. You a chump?
Yeah. That's what they all say.
Depending on what it be like, I might try you. To get something going. Shit.
That sound a little better. It sounds a little better. I'm gonna make you run me when I get over there.
Well, don't come over there.
I'm gonna come over there fucking with you. I'm gonna have Nardo come in your trailer.
Whatever you do,
don't
bring Nardo over there now. I'm telling you,
get
Nardo on the porch over
there
on your side. Don't bring one in my yard now.
Man, we coming straight over there. I got people over there too.
I don't even know who you got over there. I'm bringing that man in my yard over there.
I got an address in Montgomery.
Everybody,
man,
come to the train.
We'll first
come out.
We'll first
come out. And they put their net out. And they put their little rope up. I'm putting my rope up. You call me out. You call me out. We're going to get in trouble.
I'll let him nod them. Hey, Bud Nigga, we bring them dogs. What's up, Bud Nigga?
Yeah. Bud Nigga gone, he gone, Nardo. He'll be back in a minute.
Okay, I'm going to get on his ass. I got a pit bull I put in the backyard. He just take his car here.
This fella, this DJ Grant, Bud Nigga said he'll be back in a minute.
Well, you just like it. Look, you got a dog, get a pit bull in your backyard and get the cop.
I got some pit bulls.
Y'all get crazy. Y'all tell me y'all want to go to penitentiary. I got them pit bulls. You roll around trailing with this bullshit. I'm telling them pit bulls. I'm
talking
about them tight spots.
You got an ear clip? Tell your clip.
Hey. Who in here don't know my dog? Now I want to. Hey. But nigga.
What, man?
Is you going to raise man or what, man?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to like y'all, man. That man shit, man. You know what I mean? Oh, you sound like saying that shit, boy. You going to put the 20s on, man?
Hell no. I can't afford 20. 20 won't fit on my car. My rim's so wide, that motherfucking 28 won't fit on a 16-inch rim.
But you know what, Whit? You supposed to be the bad man around. You see you ran after that goddamn gangster boom and all this mess. Your ass couldn't hang on 24. I'm going to show you something. I ain't going to do what I'm doing. I'm going to show you something.
Well, who come down there?
On the 24.
You. You said you ain't going to run me.
Whit. When you bring your band down on the 24, you're going to see what's up. We're going to bring all this shit up. Hope you got some good goddamn pilots right now, some pilots, they probably them carburetors up. I'm going to piss all over them motherfuckers.
Piss on who?
Them carburetors you got.
Somebody say you going to piss on that carburetor. Boy, you better have about 50 motherfuckers with you. Hey, you think you on this motherfucker like to go on some racist shit? You think I'm gonna car going down, fool? You hear me, bro? We're gonna be here. Listen to me,
bro. I don't even have about 50 motherfuckers with you.
Hey, bro, Nick.
Yeah, man.
If you piss on that car, you think you're on here talking about the racist shit, it's going down. We're going to be still racing. I got to have your ass, but you piss on
that. We're going to piss all them goddamn cover in there.
Okay. I need to bring them motherfuckers down there.
Piss on them brass wheels.
Where your coat to your house? I need to bring them down there.
I got some of them too. I got some brass wheels too, goddamn.
Yeah, okay. Fuck all this shit. Where you going to get out, though, dog?
Yeah. Fuck y'all come down on the 24, we're going to see what's up.
All that negative shit, we on the positive side over here. But look, we trying to get down, man. What you got?
I got stock spent too much, man. I don't sit like y'all for real, but every time I try and let y'all let me sit with the back tie.
But what can you run the Predator?
Yeah, I run the Predator.
Okay. Well,
I want the King Kong first, though. I want that bad bitch y'all got. I want King Kong shit on Godzilla.
Okay, hold up. Let me talk. We trying to get some money to get the transmission in the press. Where you run the fire truck? We got a motherfucker called the fire truck. Camaro.
Man, I ain't really throw all this shit on me. Hell no. I don't know about no damn fire truck.
It's a Camaro. Stop the bitch.
I don't know about all that. I want the goddamn King Kong. The King Ding-a-ling. That's what I want.
Junior, take care.
What about Junior? I'm just trying to see. I just want to see a race car. I don't want you need to get away with this money. All this odds. All this ready to kill people. I'm trying to get this money out of y'all there before y'all do all the kidding and shit.
Junior, we got Junior. We got Junior the Mustang Junior. Dude, why you playing stupid and shit, dog? I don't play like that. Junior, man. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. The car, the Mustang, the green. But it's black now.
Who are you talking about, DJ?
Man, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. King Kong Jr., man. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, the Junior. King Kong.
Oh, okay.
Yo, you want to run it? Goddamn.
I want to run King Kong. He said that the bad motherfucker on 29, I'm going to see about his ass.
Oh, so you don't want to run Junior?
I want King Kong. I don't know about Junior.
Okay, well, you know it's going to cost you $5 to run King Kong.
This man don't even run
it. It's going to cost you $5 to run King Kong.
Well,
I'm... Hey, Phil Ray winning the whole pot, and he showed up yet.
Well, hell, we goddamn going to see what it do with it.
We got some dogs. If you got some deers, you got deers bad at your house.
Motherfucking
bonaires,
I killed all the deers.
Got some deers. We're gonna deer tiger.
We think that shit funny though.
We got a damn deers out here. Hell yeah. Well, fellas, I guess we'll go back and find a comment and find a thought. Like the D guy done got pretty quiet on him. Let me see. Let me roll it to the top. J-Bone never did come on. I ain't seen him. He ain't on here.
Hold on. I'm going to text you a number, butt nigga. I need you to. Can you call another number?
It's after 10 o'clock. You know we can't call nobody.
I'm throwing your phone. Or can they call your phone? You get them in?
I don't know, there's three on that name. Yeah. Me and you and Joe, because Joe got knocked off. I guess Joe's still on. Let me look and see.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Joe on here.
Joe, can you get somebody on?
Nah.
Who are you trying to get on, DJ Diddley?
I'm doing what I'm told to do now.
Hey, who? Let me see. I might try. Let me see. Can I try?
Oh,
hey,
DJ, I might
can't text
me no. All right. Send me your way. God damn, he just said he couldn't. Make up your mind, Joe.
I just looked at something.
Everybody got a smartphone
now. I got a damn iPhone. I just don't know how to work all this shit. I'm kind of old school with it.
We got a mic to be open up. Hold on, I forgot about this guy. I just seen him once. 313-7935.
What's up, boy, Nick?
What's up? What's up? Who we speaking with?
Man, this Tim from up in Michigan, man. Up in Detroit, man.
What's going on, homie?
Man, I ain't gonna ride you too bad tonight. I want the deer to come kicking around in my goddamn backyard. Man, you know
hey,
what?
After the weekend, hey, you don't worry about rhyming no more.
Hey, look, I know I got to work my number up with him. I said my pit bull came back with a couple of animals. I don't know where the whole deal went, but he came back with the animals. Hey, look here, though.
Yeah.
I want you to do me a favor, man.
What the hell?
You know that song you played? You come on, started from the bottom. Now we made it.
Yeah.
Don't play that motherfucker no more. That's our goddamn song. You ain't starting from the bottom. You play the goddamn monster. You ain't did shit.
Yeah. Man, I'm at the top, goddamn. Started from the bottom, I'm at the top.
Well, goddamn, I'm going back on me. Stop all that bullshit fishing, man. Let's get back to fucking racing.
That's why I'm trying to go down on Wick, punk ass. With that damn King Kong car.
Hey, so what's up, DJ Grant?
Say what? What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Ah, shit, chilling, man. I heard you have them goddamn wheels hanging like a motherfucker, baby.
You what now?
I heard you have your wheels hanging like a motherfucker over the weekend, man.
We getting close, man. We getting close.
I'm going back on mule, man. Y'all go here. I'm listening.
You ready for that show tonight, man?
Oh, no. They don't keep that shit over there in Chicago. They say we don't miss that shit.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's dragging up to my group, man.
Shit.
I'm tired of that snow, man. Oh, shit. I told old lady, man, I'm ready to pack this up and boom.
All right.
Oh,
Joe, you got him on the line yet? You get him on the line, Joe?
No, I'll send it to, just come to you right now, Joe. Huh? You got it, Joe?
Huh?
I sent you the text.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now, we got some goddamn rotary phone. Let me open up another mic. 219-1065. 219-1065.
What's going on, buddy nigga?
What's going on, homie?
Yeah, what's going on, Governor Grant? Mississippi Joe?
Sleepy. What you know, good brother?
I ain't nothing, man. I just sitting on the backstage listening, man. I'm on through one of my friends' lines because it was hard to get in on my phone. Everybody all right?
Shit.
Everybody all right, man. Everybody all right.
Okay, I'm just letting you know I'm listening in, man. I'm going to go back on mute, man. I just want to speak to you and Butt Naked and the rest of the girls' world, man.
We appreciate
it,
brother.
All right. Then, man.
All right.
Hey, Sleepy.
Go ahead, Cole.
Yeah, you should have told him, hey, why in the world we get kicked off all the time?
My phone. Joe got kicked off, too. Joe,
it should
be Joe on my phone.
Huh? What happened?
You on the show.
Yeah, and I got kicked off.
Hello?
Yeah, you said what now?
You on the show. Stunner.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Pro Stock, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, Doctor? How you feeling, man? I'm trying to make it. Good to hear your voice. Ain't seen you since Lena.
Yeah. I've been trying to call you about 5 times.
Really?
Everybody done gave me the wrong number. Well, matter of fact, I called you the number they gave me. I left a message on it twice. But you ain't never called me back.
I'm sorry.
You didn't get the number from Mississippi Joe D. He didn't give you the wrong number every goddamn time. He ain't big clock both be doing that shit.
Yeah,
and he laughed about it.
Jay Barnes gave me the number one time. Tight Man gave me the number another time. Oh, no. I don't know. Thought it was the right number. Yeah, we having this World Grudge Nationals in July. I wanted to do something with a bunch of turbo cars. I want to see who the baddest turbo car in the land is.
Uh-oh.
I want to put a bunch of you turbo boys together and see. But we can talk about that another time. I know I'm going to put you on the spot right now, being that you are the Southwest Grudge Racer of the Year.
Yeah, you know, some want to, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Someone to contest that, but
they want to dispute it.
They want to dispute it, but it is what it is, and I plan to live up to that in 2013. So far, Postdoc, if I was doing, you know, I'm not trying to say nothing about Tony Bynes. If I was doing it like Tony Bynes, I had 3 wins under my belt because I've gotten 3 punk outs paid to me.
Hey,
DJ, I'm like Tony Bynes. Goddamn, you pay the punk out, he got money, so that's a win, goddamn. I'm like Tony Bynes.
I like the race, though. I'd rather get it the other way, but...
If
I get 1 or 2 more punk outs, then I'll reach, in the first 3 or 4 months of the year, all the punk outs I paid in the whole 2012, so I'll be doing real good. I'm going to get all my money back.
Well, you do it.
And I've had to pay a couple.
We got a new definition though for paying punk out. Now Tony do make a good point, very valid point, that when you get a DP, you got some money. Grudging is about getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
But now we were talking about victories, right? When you beat somebody, do you say you whip their ass, or can you say you got to do the Bobby Wild Child? That's a ghost ass whipping. So paying punk out is the same thing as a baby ghost ass whooping. So you pay some of the money, not all of it. So that's a baby ghost ass whooping. You know when your car go up in smoke and the other car go down and make a full pass? That ain't no ass whooping. Now you can't tell you whooped my ass. You know, my car had problems.
if we both go down there through there like Tony Wright and Mr. Feinstein did, Mr. Feinstein whooped Tony Wright's ass. He tore his ass out the frame.
Yeah.
It was a good fight, but he still got his ass tore up. Now, Bobby Wildchild, on the other hand, Tracy blew up on the line, and Bobby Wildchild beat him because Tracy blew up on the line. Now, you can't say I whooped a man's ass. Well, you can say it, but it was a ghost ass whooping. On one, nobody saw coming, and he didn't even see it coming, though. What y'all think about that? Baby punk out? A baby ghost ass whooping. When you punk out, you got a baby ghost ass whooping.
Yeah. Not right.
Yeah, that's Bobby Wildchild. Now, Bobby Wildchild, I don't take the credit for that. Bobby Wildchild came up with that.
Bobby Wildchild, is Bobby Wildchild, you still on?
I can get him on, but he was on. Yeah, Bobby came up with that shit.
Well, what are they racing that on your? Were they anybody? Were they racing on your side of the country this weekend, pro stock, or everybody still shoveling snow?
Oh, they was up. Well, my side of the country is North Carolina, but
Tony Wright
thinking that he 13 years old again. I went and got him a goddamn bike and a 1400 cal. He was at the track. Another guy with a 1300 cal. Tony gave him the back tie and. Yeah, I don't let nobody stand behind me because when they stand behind it, they're liable to run up in you. That's what Tony did. He ran up in him.
Tony Wright on two wheels now?
Tony Wright on two wheels, son.
Oh, hell no.
Tony Wright on two. And what is wrong with Gigantor? Them boys must have took their goddamn medicine, got them a rabbit's foot, a four-leaf clover. They got a four-leaf clover and a three-toed rabbit foot up their ass. And them boys, they own prime time. They said they done bought Georgia.
They done whooped Tony twice now?
Hey, man, listen. Well, they paid Tony a punk out money, so he gave him a baby ghost ass whooping. But then they went with the Gangster Lean. That's a big block Mustang with Willie Boss. Big tires on it. But he ran 7-0. Now, Jamie did his job. Tree Man did his job. Tree Man got him out. But the car went in the air. The track, Dalton, I give big props to Dalton, but they had that track looking good, as cold as it was. That motherfucker carried the wheels about 100 foot out there when he sat down. He was about an inch and a half from the center line. He snatched it back, went toward the wall. We thought everybody was leaning. You know how the car be going side? When you be leaning, trying to let the car out? Everybody, when he went to the center line, everybody leaned back to the right. And he was in the left. He was in the right lane. The car went to the center line. Everybody leaned right to keep him from going over the line. They were helping him out. Then when the car, he snatched it back. It went to the wall. Everybody leaned left to keep him from hitting the wall. And he didn't hit it. But the Gangster Lean went on about his business by then. But they wouldn't come back, though. They wouldn't come back. And probably a good thing they did. And they said the Lord worked in mysterious ways. Trigger Man go back out to make a shakedown pass. Gangster Lean said he wanted to check it because they had locked it up, the race. Matter of fact, Tony won two punk out money songs. They locked up $100 on the second race. And Trigger Man went out to do a race and to do a shakedown, and that's when the transmission came through the floor. And let me tell you guys something. You got to get a blow-off valve, a blow-off tube on the nitrous bottle. He said when the drive shaft broke, the input shaft broke, and the transmission came up inside the car. He lost the brakes on the car. The nitrous bottle, the wire snapped, and it was spraying all in the car. He said it was going all in his mouth and in his nose. He said he was trying to snatch the door open to jump out. He said, but he's glad he had that seatbelt on, because if he didn't, he probably would have got pinned up against the wall, because he had no brakes. The only way the car stopped was caught up against the wall. It's not hurt so bad that it can't be fixed, but you got to have those blow-off valves, because when the nitrous pressure goes up like that, when it's inside the tube, it's a contained pressure. But when the line break, it goes crazy. So the blow-off valve would have opened up, and it would have went outside the car. Everybody know what a blow-off valve is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to tell everybody, because everybody might not know what that is, DJ.
It's when the pressure gets to a certain, if it gets to like a dangerous level or something, then it, instead of, you know, something happen catastrophic, it'll just blow on off.
Right, and there's a tube that goes out the side.
It goes down.
It goes down and outside the car.
Yeah.
So
it releases the pressure outside of the car, not in the car.
Because he said he thought he was in real trouble. He said that shit was going in his eyes and in his mouth. He couldn't breathe. He said he was trying to jump out of the car. I said, no, Tree, man, he wasn't trying to jump out of the car. But he said, man, if I had that damn seatbelt on, if I could have seen how to do it, I would still ran the goddamn car. So, that's what it is.
But, nigga, Jay Barnes around.
Jay Barnes is not around. I don't know where he is. He never did come on.
Hold on. Let me see if I can send him a text. See where he is.
See, better.
Yeah, he got a few minutes. But we had a good time, too, down in Macon, Pro Stop.
Man, I heard.
We wish everybody could have been at the same place at the same time, but it just, you know, always, it's like that sometimes. But we had a good time down there.
Yo, tell me, please, I need to hear your description of the swag move of the year. I heard Spike did the swag move of the year. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do. What is that? I have no idea. But I have to agree. They say after Spike whooped Ball Factor's ass, he turned around and came down to the tree and said it was party time at the zoo.
They said on the way down he was huffing the gas and purging the nitrous. I would have paid anything to see that. I would have paid anything to see that. That shit was sweeter than ice cream and cake and some sugar on top.
it was good for the fan. The thing is, I think this weekend was a real good weekend, you know, good for the racers and definitely good for the fans. So, you know, I honestly believe, just like I think Type Man said it also, or somebody else said it, that the fans could have went home after that first grid, and that was just that was before the shootout. The fans could have went home right then. I mean, they were satisfied with that right there. But like I said, again, can't say enough. Big shout out to the White Boys for their win, and big shout out to Big Ball Factor for winning the shootout, and big shout out to both of them for giving the crowd something to see and having the courage to get up and step up and race.
Oh yeah, definitely on that.
DJ.
Yeah, he's not coming.
What that man name was that back in the day used to rap with that big ass clock on?
Buckingham. Flavor Flav.
What that song was? 911 is a joke, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a shirt made of 901 is a joke.
Oh shit! Wait a minute.
Thank you. You better sit your head down.
Don't fuck about no week.
Yeah, Pro Stop. Now, you know Pro Stop gonna hold you to what you said now, but nigga.
I ain't gonna fuck about no week. Only week I care about the one you spend in the store, goddammit, on some milk and cheese.
Wait a minute, butt naked.
Pro Stop,
too. Ain't you the Alabama state champ?
Pro Stop, too. I ain't said that shit. I'm going down on week eight. He won't put no 20s on his car.
Huh?
He won't put no 20s on.
Why you keep wanting me to put
so tired of y'all? I'm so tired of y'all with this 28-29 shit. I'm about to pour the last three of my hairs out. That's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit.
I ain't gonna say it no more. I'm not gonna say it no more. I mean, either you gonna run the man or you just gonna stay. You ain't. I mean, if you decide to run him with it 29, you is. If you ain't, just stay in your lane, leave him the hell alone.
You see them ram you on 28?
They sure did.
You said you were gonna run them.
I sure am.
Now, wait a minute, you know what? There's some boys here from 28 with Ted Witt ass up. Them boys named David Wolf and them boys like that and Steven Jackson got on 28 with Ted Witt ass up. So it ain't about what size tie, it's about how fast
you go.
You
seen
them
boys
with
28
go
spot.
David Wolf is class racist. Why are you bringing them up?
Went on the phone.
Hold on. Let me up.
I'm just saying. Dave Wolf ain't got no car no more.
Oh, there you go, TJ. David Wolf ain't got no car no more, and David Wolf is a class racer, not a grudge racer.
No, but it don't matter, but what I'm saying is David Wolf, when his car was up, go fast enough to bust with ass, and he got on 28. So the issue ain't about what size car you got on. The issue is, no, it's about, but my point is, the issue ain't about what size tire, it's about how fast you go.
It is about the class of the time, man.
If your car ain't going fast enough, turn that shit up.
Let me tell you something. It is about the time. It ain't ever seen David Wolf on 20.
Not when it's grudging. It's about the time in class racing. When it's grudging, it ain't about the time, D-Bub, but Nick. It's not about the time grudging.
Hey, all crazy.
Especially if I know 28. Now, if you're looking at a 28 to a 33, that's different.
I'm gonna say that.
Now, there is definitely a difference, but the problem is like we just said, it grudge racing is grudge racing. If you don't want them problems, just stay in your lane.
Stay in the fucking turning lane. Don't get in the fast lane.
I said, once you make the plan level E.
My number ain't changed. When you decide to get in the fast lane, call me, man. 1-800-ASS-WHOOP.
Goddamn. I'm sorry.
All right, then, homie. We see how you play. You got the better car because you're backhand and all that, but I ain't going to complain. We're going to see about
if I can have your car, you can have it.
Wait a minute. Now, wait. But, nigga, hold on. Time out. Throw the flag. Roughing the passer, 3rd and 10, Kellen Parts. Stop that bullshit. That's a grudge ratio.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring up David Wolf and Stevie Jackson if it's a grudge race show? If you're going to throw the flag, throw the motherfucker.
Because I brought them up I did not tell their parts. I only brought them up to make a point. If you can go fast on 28. The problem is this, man, who's saying that? Don't know about racing. I understand now. I understand, my bad. You right.
I know. We're going to high school. We finna click up and be on some clicky shit. Go ahead. Ask for all your high school click people. Come on, guys. Here's gun and pick. Come on. Here we got one. Man, you get the fuck out of here. Gets forehead ass. Man, shut up. Pissed me off when I just came on this damn show. What's wrong with you, man? Anyway, you know, go ahead. I'm just listening.
Dog, how you doing, champ? Butt naked? How you doing, number one stunner?
All right.
Gotta pick how you doing, man.
No, the thing is, everybody's always injecting people into the game that don't do what we do. We like grudge racers. And guess what, Pro Star Joe? I got a fucking car. Now what? Where's your car?
Huh?
somebody don't know about graduation. You're right.
Where's your car? Shut up. It's in my front yard. Go on your show.
Get your ass on your show.
Just because you said something stupid, now you want to shut up. You was just over saying fuck Grudge Inc.
Remember when you were like, fuck Grudge Inc., I'll pay you $10 to take off a Grudge Inc. shirt and put
you
an NCOA red shirt on.
You know what, dude? You want to be me so bad.
I got a man crush. I got a man crush. I want to be you. Oh, my Lord.
You got a man crush on me. You cannot work when you heard my voice. Your whole soul just lit up. Your world got bright.
Pro Stock Show is on the phone. My God, I must speak up. Hey, listen, DJ, let the weekend show out here. Oh, no. Pro Stock Show. I'm taking over this mic. Shut the fuck up. I'm taking over this mic. Shut the fuck up. I mute your mic.
Go ahead and mute it so I can log back in and unmute it. Wait a minute.
I know, DJ, you're acting like this. This is the number one show on the internet. DJ, tell these motherfuckers to be quiet. You forgot. No, I'm the co-host. I can't tell nobody nothing. You can't do nothing. Hey, champ, you let me know what you need me to do, champ, and I'll get in there and do what you need me to do. You want me to be quiet? I'll stand down, champ.
I need you to get that goddamn... That 911 joke boy to raise me. Do I need you to do?
Hold on, this is Big Cloud. Listen, man, listen. Don't call Butt Naked no damn chairman. This is DJ Grant show. This ain't Butt Naked.
Oh, no.
Hey, hold up. Let me ask you a question. All jokes aside, why is Wit considered a joke? Tell me why Wit is considered a joke. Wit just cracked everybody's head to the white meat. He won every match that he had over in Holly Springs. He pulled off a grudge event in a matter of fucking hours, man. Tell me what this is a joke.
Listen, man, Wit had a damn angel sitting on his shoulder, man. That's the only reason he won a damn race. Don't be kidding me with all these damn props. It ain't did shit.
Hey, Clark, you got to call us. It don't matter how he got there, as long as he
Don't judge him out of three races in the first month of grudge racing. Fuck that. Which you'll get your ass
Up to this point right now, that's all I can go by. Up to this point, for 2013, that's all I can go by.
You just put Gadget out the bed again. That's all you do.
Hey,
you put Gadget out the bed.
We're going to beat your ass the next time we get you out there with that president, man.
I push his ass out the bed again. Why would I have him do his ass? Put his ass to sleep again.
Hey, what are your plans for 2013?
My plan, Big Ball Factor, White Boy, Tony Bynes some more, CC.
What about number one?
They ain't gonna do nothing, because let me get back to my list.